tomorrow's news today. Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Central Standard Time on this Wednesday, the 24th day of June, 2026. I am your embattled host coming to you from the Alex Jones Network. AlexJonesLive.com is the coordinates of liberty and resistance to tyranny. So save it and share it and tell those you share it to share it like their future depends on it, because it does. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, transmitting worldwide. Wow, the aftermath of that Tucker Carlson interview, mega viral everywhere. Tucker agreeing with me that Israel's openly said, the U.S. is going to have a new 9/11, maybe a nuclear one. Big defense officials, intelligence experts. That'll get the American people back in line. And Israel is literally trying to take over the areas of the U.S. government they don't already have control of. And they just forced themselves into the global narrative, villainizing themselves at record speed. So we do have updates on all of that. But I want to talk bigger picture about why Israel needs to hit the brakes big time. And for all of you that are like, no, great, Israel's destroying itself, let's continue. Have you extrapolated that out where that goes? This is not good for anybody. And it's totally sick. And then I've got all these new compilations of major Knesset leaders saying, yeah, you're all subhuman. We rule you. We rule the earth. We're superior. We're going to censor you all. We control your governments. And then when people say, oh, you control our governments, they say, oh, you're anti-Semitic. We're going to throw you in jail. I was watching Harrison Smith's, and this has been out like 4 months, Eight Front War with tens of millions of views, just on X alone, like 25 million views, just on one version. And it was all these horrible clips. And I've seen the clips in full context. We're not editing it, you know, to hide something. And then I was just thinking of all the new clips I've seen, hundreds of them. And it's like, Israelis aren't stupid. I mean, they're about the most competent at intelligence, political control I've seen. And then they even say that. They say, hey, we have a right to rule you. Look how competent we are. I'll give you that you're competent. It doesn't give you a right, to do what you were doing. I mean, the Atlantic slave trade was very competent. Having black people as slaves doesn't mean it was right. Sure, black people sold them to us, but, and sure, Arabs continue the slave trade today. Sure, white people didn't invent it. We basically ended slavery in most areas of the world. But it still doesn't make it okay just because Western culture was more competent, more sophisticated, that we can then have blacks as, you know, basically as mules pulling plows. It's not good, folks. And so I have the compilation from his film, and then I've got a whole bunch of new videos, and it's just like, really? And then I and Tucker come out and say, this is wrong, stop it. And then there's Gorka, the terrorism head, replaced Joe Kent, saying, don't say I just don't like this war, Netanyahu, but I'm not anti-Semitic. Yes, you are. You're a Jew hater. And so they force you into that role, that position, and you're like, no, I was against the other wars, and I'm against the Ukraine war, and I really thought this war would fail. The experts all agreed, and it did. And then you just get back, you're bullying Israel. Trump has turned on Israel. Adelson, the casino magnate, newspapers are attacking him, saying he's an enemy. Wow. Well, if Trump's Israel's enemy, what is your problem? But I'm going to get to that later, because Mondami, all the races he's backed in the primaries, the hardcore commies and Islamics are winning. He's the new kingmaker. He's the new leader of the Democratic Party, not Gavin Newsom. We've got those numbers. Also, federal government caught putting chemicals in the water to turn the male fish gay. It's all coming up today. This is a loaded plate. The big USAID scandal with Musk and more. Let me announce the kickoff of the summer sale. This is going to run for 2 weeks, and different items for only 3 days will be buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultra Methylene Blue, the very best methylene blue. You've heard about methylene blue. Ours is medical grade. Buy one, get one free. Another big deal on Tri-Iodine, the best, cleanest iodine. Take action now. The start of summer sale kickoff is now live. And look at this. Nice black hat. High quality. With a nice leather patch made in the USA, just classy. And that's from Dickie. Really proud of that. And look at this bad boy. I designed this bad boy, or the concept. 1776, Redneck Deluxe. And that is good stuff with the two crossed musket rifles. That is a good-looking, good old boy right there. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. Get it all now at thealexjonesstore.com and stick your finger right in New World Order's all CNI and say, screw you, globalists. We're keeping Alex Jones on the air. This came in. They had a limited run. It sold out. They got another run. It sold out. If you liked Turbo Force, that was an amazing pre-workout, post-workout, you're going to love Ultimate Power. It's got most of the same ingredients. It's just even stronger. You got some other great ingredients. And look, this is a giant canister. This thing is heavy. A tiny scoop of this in the morning, and your day is going to be amazing. You don't need coffee. You don't need anything else for 10 hours. And it's got all these different types of natural caffeine. Notice we've been using this here overhead shot at the office. I have had this open, and I most days I don't even need it. It's so strong. But sometimes I got to work till like midnight. I'll take some at noon, and I have trouble going to sleep at midnight, and there's really no letdown. But it's got all this organic forms of different type of natural stimulants and caffeine. So it time releases. It's got some that hits in like 30 minutes, and then there's others that's time release, the types of it. Ultimate Power is back in stock, massively discounted for a limited time right now. You guys asked for it, and it's finally back at thealexjonesstore.com.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Listening to an AlexJonesLive.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Alex Jones Show. Then the War Room, Harrison Smith, 3 to 6 p.m. at alexjoneslive.com. And then, of course, we're getting ready to add more hosts, more reporters, more news as we rebuild and take the info war to the next level. But that's all about your word of mouth about the broadcast and your support at thealexjonesstore.com, getting incredible products in a symbiotic relationship, a true 360 win. Be sure and share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and at AJN Live on X. And be sure and follow us. Feeds are all free and more at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the new coordinates. Over 800,000 followers on that since we launched it a month ago. The Alex Jones Show Live on Rumble. And, of course, AlexJonesLive.com is the news site with all the articles, the audio feeds, the video feeds, and more. Be sure and share that. Tells those that you share it with, share it. Tell those they share it with, share it. And that completes the chain reaction, turning loose the power of the people, that only you have the will and the ability and the destiny to release the Kraken. All right, let me just do this. And I always fail because I'll start hitting an article, then I'll start going into it instead of covering it later. But let me just tell you what we have here. Mondami is undoubtedly the leader of the Democratic Party. He is the kingmaker. Anybody he endorses around the country is winning the primaries. These are hardcore communist Islamicists. And what does it say to the Israel lobby, who has been pouring their money into New York and failing to primary people? It shows that the Democratic Party, which pretty much to a great extent was propagandized and radicalized the last 60 years by Jewish leftists, is absolutely anti-Jew, 110% up one side and down the other, the new Democratic Party. And then now the Jewish lobbies are running around from the ADL to AIPAC now saying Trump and the Republicans are bullying little Israel because we got you into a war that was designed to fail. We want total regime change. It's bankrupting the world economy. How dare Trump disrespect us? And I'm just like, Israel, why are you destroying yourself? Why are you positioning yourself as the 800-pound gorilla? Why are you pushing all this? I mean, it's insane. You just are anti-Semitic. Anybody that doesn't like this war, doesn't like Netanyahu's an anti-Semite. I have a clip of Gorka. All these people, fake conservatives, saying that I'm not anti-Semitic. I just don't like this war, Netanyahu. No, you're anti-Semitic. You're a Nazi. People are like, well, screw you. That magic word doesn't work. Now, there it is. Fox News host accuses Trump of bullying Israel. So now Trump's Hitler. You've joined the left, so that's coming up. And this broke about a day and a half ago. Ro Khanna, who acts like he's this great guy, because, oh, the Epstein thing, and he champions the release of some of that and ignores all the Democrats in it, but he's been right calling for that. He comes out and says, you know, Musk killed 4.5 million children cutting off USAID food. We've looked at it. It came on congressional hearings last year, as you know. Less than 1% of USAID money goes to food. It's just PR stunts. It's all warfare, overthrowing governments, weapons, funding, Wuhan, biolab. And I hope Musk sues Ro Khanna because he said it outside his congressional immunity. You can say whatever you want on the House floor because it's just not true. And now you're seeing the fruits of the USAID investigation, hundreds and hundreds of low-level, mid-level indictments, a few high-level indictments. And there's something happening there. I mean, it's not what we'd like, but it's I can't say there aren't some indictments. There was a whole bunch for billions stolen, $6.5 billion in false claims, most of it out of California, 80%. So the needle's getting moved, and they put Pulte in as the acting head of Gabbard's old job at the Office of Intelligence Oversight, and he's fired hundreds of deep staters, and that's really his job as a hatchet man. That's something good Trump's doing. We just call balls and strikes, and they're flipping out about that. Congress people are calling him an effing enemy, and oh my gosh, don't do it. But the point is, big dividends paying off on DOJ's investigation, but Trump put the brakes on it 6 months in the administration, 5 months in, and now it's tailing out, but we need to bring back DOJ and all of its glory and all of its fury. Also, we have the KIDS Act, a bipartisan mass surveillance mega bill that tells the tech companies with money incentives and liability incentives to bring an internet ID for everybody in the name of protecting children. So it's a light version, but still bad. The teeth are just a little bit more camouflaged of what you see passing in Europe, Australia, the UK. The internet ID for the cashless society, central bank digital currency, internet IDs can then be used for social credit scores, and, of course, vaccine passports and more. We're going to be getting to that today. We're also going to be looking at Trump with oil prices plunging 30, 40 bucks, Brent crude plunging. And this has been going on for over a week. And pump prices haven't gone down any, and they should have gone down a little bit. I think Trump doesn't fully understand how there's some stuff baked in here, but definitely oil companies, international and national, are using it as an excuse for some profit taking. So Trump orders DOJ probe into big oil, says Americans are being gouged after Middle East peace breakthrough. Also, the official UN report came out, says Israel targeted Gaza children, resulting in genocide, UN inquiry says. Is that accurate? I'll give you my take. When we get to that, I'll just tell you up front. Israel declared Amalek after October 7th. That means kill men, women, and children, and even their donkeys and cows. If your enemies even have a tangerine tree, you're supposed to cut it down, or a date tree under that biblical system. And so when you define it as genocide, it is genocide. We're going to genocide you. We're going to burn all of Lebanon. We're going to kill everybody. Ben-Gavir last week. I mean, you know, it's you're saying it, dude. So And as much as I don't like the Muslim leadership, I don't want to kill their kids, okay? I'm not like them. I understand they're bloodthirsty when they call the Jews. They're like, well, they want to kill all of us. We'll do that too. Well, okay. You don't become the devil to beat the devil. It doesn't work that way. I know in some of your interpretations of the Kabbalah, you do. Well, that's not my worldview. We'll see how it works out for you. I hope you turn back from your wicked ways, some of your leadership. France reports the first Ebola patient. As cases in Africa surge above 1,000, they're definitely trying to use that as the new pandemic. The ADL is attacking the New York Times as anti-Semitic for publishing an article saying one of the most popular terms with young people across the country is goy slop. And it is. I first heard hearing goy slop about 2 years ago. I don't know who coined it, but it was ultra, you know, right-winger folks that I first saw using it. Let's just say Hitler worshippers. But they talk about how the Jewish kids are using it now, saying, don't eat McDonald's, it's goy slop. And they say, this little Jewish girl isn't anti-Semitic. She shouldn't get in trouble in school. And the ADL's like, yes, she should. You can't use that word. Well, if the word was anti-Semitic, you should be able to use it. It's called the First Amendment. But I'm going to explain when I get to this to the establishment why their First Amendment attempts are going to fail, even if you were to repeal it, as the New York Times and Washington Post and others have called for. Both the headlines, the case against the First Amendment, you know, time to repeal the First Amendment. You've all seen it when it was for censoring conservatives. Now the liberals are like, oh, no, don't censor us. I'm going to explain that this is all about edge lording. I don't care if you're a young black person, white person, Hispanic, Asian, Jewish. Young people below the age of 25 are all about no governor, not caring, and saying whatever they want, which I think is overall healthy. That's how you counter the political correctness and the cult of self-censorship that, you know, that leads into the total official censorship. Does it mean I agree with what people say? I'm going to play some clips of basically Nazis saying absolutely wild, hateful stuff. And I think that what they're doing is destructive and wrong. That's not censoring them. When I say I think what they're doing, though I know it's edgelording and why they're doing it, is destructive, that's not censoring you. I don't think you should be censored. But I've seen now hundreds of these videos. I didn't understand it that when I had that guy on 3 weeks ago, Handsome Truth. I want to get back on now. I just seen a few of his videos in public, you know, it's in the face in the street of like Jewish lawyers who were promoting the sexualization of children, saying, you know, you dirty this, you dirty that, you don't talk to me, filth, scum. I thought that was like, wow, this guy just blew up. No, that's his stick. He admits he's a former liberal. I'm just using him as an example. But now since I've clicked a few of his videos, I got in the feeds of these guys, started feeding me the feeds. And these guys are great entertainers, very smart, very funny. And when I tracked them back, they're almost all former theater kids and liberals. And if they're not on the Southern Poverty Law Center ADL payroll, and I'm not saying they are, they're definitely getting paid with viral videos. And, you know, I went and looked at the numbers. Who's watching them? Blacks, Hispanics, Asians, all over the world. I remember when I had him on, he goes, yeah, Joe Rogan thinks I'm funny. And I went and looked it up. It's true. And I turned up the big comic scene here in Austin are fans of these guys. Not fans of what they're saying, but the edginess of it. And so, again, but it turns out the main audience isn't even white kids. And so he'll be sitting there talking to black people, young black people, calling them the N-word, calling them monkeys, and the black people love it and think it's funny because everybody is about being not politically correct. That ought to be a message. It's like some of Nick Fuentes' biggest fans, and by the way, he's mild compared to these guys, and much more educated on geopolitics and actually and very informed, very smart. I didn't mean I agree with everything he says, but I mean, he's not talking out his ass when he's talking about really complex issues and geopolitics and things that I've been studying for decades. And sometimes he's more eloquent than I am. And I'm like, that's at 27 or 28, whatever he is. But these guys are the next phase. And then what comes after that? I mean, how many times can you sit there and say, shut up, you dirty N-word, to somebody? And then they're, and again, these are all young people and they all take it very, very well. Which is, again, gets into the mindset of young people, not just black young people. You got black chicks hitting on these guys on there, and you've got gay black guys on there. Oh, God, I love it. Keep calling me that. It's people are so sick of political. See, I said I'd cover it later. I'm already doing it. Well, I got through like 10 of the topics before I started down on the rabbit trails. But Yeah, and these guys, one of them is like a Joker character. I forget his name. He's very talented, very smart. Smart doesn't mean I agree with them. I mean, they're talented, okay? And, you know, I've seen black supremacists that are very well-spoken and very smart and talented. I mean, I agree with them. But the point is that the ADL is trying to censor and ban the emoji of the OK symbol. That just means OK. Like, you know, in diving or whatever, that means, you know, I know people think it's the Illuminati sign because you say so, but people think the UT sign is, you know, Hail Satan. No, it means Bevo, the longhorn bull. You know, the symbols, a rainbow could just mean it's a beautiful day. It used to mean that, you know, God's promise. Doesn't mean you're gay, but people take symbols over. So that's all coming up. Also, an actual accurate article out of the Hollywood Reporter, which is strange to see something accurate out of them. It's a big article. Hollywood and big tech are preparing for war. Then they go on to say, Meta wants to steal TV viewers. Amazon and Apple are meddling with content. And traditional media companies are pursuing mega deals to try to survive. That's the true statement. I want to talk about where that's going to go as a futurist perspective. You've also got Antifa indicted in Texas, Antifa indicted in Minnesota, Antifa indicted in other states, so real movement there by the Justice Department. And it turns out some of the people are Tim Walz employees. Antifa leader Benjamin Song sentenced to 100 years for Texas anti-ICE terror attack. Seven other militants also sentenced. And what I like to do is when I see a story somewhere connected to other things that are part of the same trend, female tourists at French music festival were forcibly injected with rape drugs, described being attacked and raped. It was like an apocalypse. And you go to these multicultural celebration events in Germany or France, you're going to get assaulted. You're going to get forcibly drugged. You're going to get raped in many cases. And I wanted to dovetail that to a few years ago what happened in Houston that was confirmed by police, that men were running around injecting people with drugs, including the security guards. This is a public service announcement warning for folks. Also, Nick Fuentes, and it wasn't just him, it was literally, without even looking, I saw all the big top, and when I say all, I mean, I just feed, because I'm in it, you know, the feed. I'm just a few times a day, I'll just search my name or I'll search a term, you know, see what's going on. And I searched it on YouTube, I searched it on X, it was just hundreds and hundreds of links, tens of millions of views. You know, some videos, 5 million, 2 million, 1 million, the average 500,000 here, 200,000 there, 300,000 there. I would just feed, tens of millions of views. And a big part of it was, oh, Jones and Tucker, they are just total fake flip-floppers. And Nick didn't really say that, but others did, the Democrat influencers. Tucker, you know, 3 days ago, says he's done with the Republican Party because they're basically run by Israel and AIPAC. But when asked by Jones, would you back Vance over Marco Rubio, he said yes. Well, they're friends. Rubio's a neocon. And obviously, I'm not going to vote for Mondami. I think he's going to run for president. Or Gavin Newsom. So it's not even a lesser of two evils. It's a basic survival thing. Trump is night and day compared to Kamala Harris. Even as sideways as Trump is gone, I would have still voted for him as just a survival mechanism. We've gotten so much better done. And notice we're trying to turn Trump back away from being a shill of Israel. That's official. That's a real split. So I'm trying to get him back on track, and I'm infuriated with him. If he talks about genocide or doing genocide again, 25th Amendment. But that depends on his behavior. It's like telling your 11-year-old, if I catch you stealing out of my wallet again, I'm going to beat your ass. Or, you know, if you tell me you're not smoking marijuana and I find it on you again, I'm going to beat your ass. I'm going to beat Trump's ass. I'm going to politically take him to the woodshed. So Nick's like, oh, what's this? And by the way, Nick did predict it Monday when Tucker came out and said, I'm done with the Republican Party that I've been with for 30-plus years. He goes, Nick goes, you watch. In a few days, he'll endorse Vance and say, to be clear, well, yeah, they're the best buddies. Tucker respects him and likes him. He was against the war. That's come out. We first told you that. And so it's not an inconsistency to say I'm done overall with the party, but I would still vote for, I mean, it's like Gabbard's been pretty much a Democrat. She left their party, exposed them. I would vote for her for president. She showed integrity. She showed courage. She did what she was supposed to. One of the only people in the administration. I would vote for RFK Jr. for president, even though he used to be a Democrat. Because on 95% of issues, I support him, and he has integrity. And he's a listener. And he's thanked me for supporting him. I mean, it's really simple. Common sense type stuff. I mean, are you really saying, let's not vote in the midterms in 4 months, 5 months? Are you really saying that? I mean, I understand Nick's point of not being chumped, not, you know, being on the Trump train. So when he betrays us, you're not part of it. But the betrayal is that he got off course 30-40%. He was almost perfect the first 4 or 5 months. I couldn't believe it. I was pinching myself. And then get rid of Musk and then cover up Epstein and then just you go. And then now Israel's minion, lapdog. I mean, I get it. But we have a bigger effect staying inside the Republican Party, running our candidates, supporting the America First people. Because I was there with Ron Paul taking over the Tea Party in the mid-90s. And New York Times, Washington Post, Time Magazine, Newsweek all said, it's Ron Paul and Alex Jones that are in there taking over the Republican Party, building a populist beachhead. Jones is like John the Baptist, the man in the wilderness, the prophet of the Tea Party. Those are quotes. I'm not bragging. I'm telling you, their sociologists, their reporters, their anthropologists said, this guy is dangerous, so is Ron Paul. And that's why when he would be in the polls about to win in early primaries, they would just steal it and give all that money against him, and so would AIPAC. So we came in and took over much of the Republican Party, and we've gone from 10% control of it to like 70% control at the federal level. And then when you get to the states, I'd say we've got 70-80% control, dead reckoning, of the party machinery. And if people would just focus more on the local elections and more on being delegates and more being in the machinery, we would fully take the damn thing over. The Democrats are falling apart. Only reason they ever stay in power is election fraud. And now the old kleptocratic mafia Democrats are being swept away. The Chuck Schumers are emblematic of that. And in is coming the Mondamis. And so we're going to go to break and come back with that. That'll be the second thing we deep dive on or do a moderate dive. We'll go to about 200 feet on 1,000. But I do want to hit the Doge situation and Ro Khanna and just the fact that he's completely full of crap about Elon Musk. This isn't about defending Elon Musk, but defending the truth about how evil U.S. aid is. So that is all coming up and more today. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Tell folks about that local AM and FM station. Tell people about Real Alex Jones on X. Share the live feed right now. It has a giant effect. And go to Real Alex Jones. Go to rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live and get that 50-minute Tucker Carlson interview from yesterday. It is the most powerful Tucker Carlson interview ever. My questions were spot on. His answers were powerful. Tucker Carlson agreed with me that Israel's signaling they're going to stage a new 9/11. It could even be nuclear to drag us into full war because Israel doesn't like to lose. Israel brags we never lose until you bite off more than you can chew. And I know what that losing will look like. A, I don't want you destroyed. Just from a Christian perspective, and then B, I know what your destruction will cause everybody else, our decimation. If you weren't so angry and puffed up and full of megalomania, you would know that I'm like a doctor talking to a mental patient, telling you there aren't Martians in the attic. We'll be right back. Here's three big announcements right now. We have the 250th birthday limited edition run of awesome designs for this July 4th, 2026 coming up. And they're now available to ship to you as of today, Monday, June 15th, 2026. And they'll be available only through July. They're limited edition. And then that's it. And they fundraise for the broadcast. But I got to say, I'm very impressed with the designs that Bigley came up with. I was heavily involved in this, in the concepts, like Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition with the rattlesnake and the AR-15, Liberty or Death, 1776 to 2026. That is a really nice shirt. I designed this one. Very simple. America 250 years strong. And these are just very clean, Americana, high-quality fabric, very comfortable. Destroying Tyranny since 1776. I did that concept. These are very, very clean. I'm proud of these. I think these are shirts everybody would want to wear. I would certainly want to wear these. America, ride fast, live free. Just a classic Betsy Ross flag. 1776 free. They came up with that. I think that's pretty cool. Defund the deep state. That's pretty cool. I like that really clean one right there. 1776, 250 years of freedom. They designed that. Very clean, very nice. So you want nice, clean, patriotic apparel that, you know, won't get you stabbed by a liberal, but other patriots will know who you are. You can kind of promote liberty and kind of identify who you are. It's fun to wear these shirts, I can tell you that right now. You kind of choose your own adventure. You wear an Alex Jones shirt, then you really got to meet a lot of cool people, but you also might get a bottle smashed over your head. Hundreds and hundreds of great designs from the Gulf of America to you name it. That's a good-looking shirt right there at thealexjonesstore.com. New America's 250th birthday, limited edition, July 4th. Apparel now available. And right now, introductory, they're 30% off all apparel on the site, not just the America's 250th birthday limited editions. It's only available for a month and a half. These designs are limited edition. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And we only sell you stuff that really empowers you because we want you to love it and be impressed with it. So we have a relationship with you. And so the only way you miss out is not getting our T3, our bovine colostrum, our ultramethylene red, our Shilajit, our Irish sea moss. They're all amazing. But if you do anything, methylene blue and the water filtration system, when you take this out of the box, I've never seen, I went and checked. It's the highest stainless steel there is. And it turned out it wasn't that much more. I mean, it was somewhat more, another 30% more to have this. But, I mean, it's just standalone. Nobody's got anything even close to this. Congratulations, Bigley. I am very impressed. Very, very impressed. I know a winner when I see it. And this sexy beast is going to help so many people cut out all the garbage out of their water, one of the biggest things you can do to take control of your life. And it's going to fund this operation. So I am literally in love with this. It looks like Marilyn Monroe to me right now. I forget the term when you're attracted to, like, sports cars and objects. I've never been sexually attracted to, like, a sports car, though I thought they're cool. Never been sexually attracted to... I'm actually being a little sarcastic, but I'm not. I'm actually physically attracted to this right now, okay? This is... because I know it's going to help people. I'm being silly. Actually, kind of not. What sexy is it's great. I know a home run when I see it, and I know this is just another big victory. So thank you so much for all you and your support, and Bigley knocking it out of the park.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are. But don't despair. We found a solution. Follow me. I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
Hi, folks. I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites.
Oh.
Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow! The methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the AlexJonesStore.com.
What does .com mean?
Senator Johnson, can we get you on the COVID cover-up?
Ladies and gentlemen, you just saw that fun little ad that our crew put together with Dr. Bigley, meaning our big sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, that owns the AlexJonesStore.com, that funds this operation, all we do. There's a sale, the kickoff of the summer super sale that goes for 2 weeks. Every 3 days, one of our best-selling supplements will be buy one, get one free. Tonight at midnight, Central Standard Time, is your last chance to get one bottle of ultramethylene blue and get one absolutely free of the same size. It is not hype when I tell you that methylene blue is incredible and so good for you and skips the oxidization process in the cells and cleans out the mitochondria and gives you incredible energy, stamina, libido, focus, you name it, with no letdown. And ours is the best. You are crazy if you don't get it at the AlexJonesStore.com and it funds this operation. So for those of you on the fence, you've heard the rave reviews, you've seen all the guests we've given it to be blown away, the clarity, the focus within 30 minutes. I've given it to over 500 people, and only 3 people have not felt it. And that's just when you first take it. What it does to the rest of your organs, your cells, it is absolutely amazing. And it dovetails with our atomic iodine. That doesn't mean radioactive, it means it's on the atomic periodic table, meaning pure. Nobody else has that. T3 is up to 50% off as well right now until midnight at the AlexJonesStore.com. We have the limited edition July 4th, 250th anniversary hats and incredible design T-shirts. They're limited edition. Those are only going to be sold through the end of this month in July. That funds the operation. It's an adventure to wear these great-looking shirts as well and flaunt your patriotism in the face of the globalists that want to destroy nationalism and our freedom. We have the very best water filtration systems and more at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you so much for your support. All right. So let's get into USAID. I know this is something everybody knows a lot about, but Doge focused in on that first because it was the most flagrant, not the biggest fraud, hundreds of billions under Biden stolen, masses of money before that. Trump didn't understand it, and they got away with it. But now they've curtailed it to a great extent. I'd say 60-70% did get cut. They were going to cut almost all of it, but Elon got run out of there 5 months into the administration, as you know. And so we didn't get there. But the aftermath of it has been incredible. All these hundreds of indictments, the list goes on and on. 99%+ of it in the congressional hearings, they show the documents, did not go to food. And, you know, it has the acronym AID in it. People think that means aid. It was set up in the early 60s to be a secret arm of the CIA for covert operations, for weapons, for revolutions, for regime change. It's heavily involved in Ukraine, heavily involved funding Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Taliban. You know about that. It's all come out in Congress. So Ro Khanna comes out, and Ro Khanna, who's acting like he's this big populist great guy, just another dirty Democrat, he is on the CHAGS show, person that attacks me with lies routinely, and he says, yeah, Elon Musk needs to answer for killing 4.5 million kids sentenced to death over Doge cuts. Now, Ro Khanna, even the UN, who was heavily involved in it with the WHO, admitted that over 25 million people conservatively starved to death, 80+ million on the edge of starvation during the COVID lockdowns around the world, where they wouldn't let people work on their farms, work at their businesses. Africa is one of the biggest suppliers of flowers that you see in grocery stores all over the West. That all got shut down for years, and these people were living on less than a dollar a day. Tens of millions starved to death. But yo, you don't care about that. The closure Strait of Hormuz during the growing season, one third of the world's fertilizer not getting delivered. You know, these are the real things that actually create poverty, create unrest, create death. And so here's Ro Khanna acting like, oh, U.S. aid was delivering food around the world. They only do it a few times a year as PR stunts. They'll show some rice being handed out to Africans or whatever. It's all been investigated, and it's a lie. So Elon Musk is talking about suing him. No need to sue him since Elon pointed this out. X has been just full of the deep dives, the investigations, and I was really glad to see all the stuff that Doge found being brought back out and becoming a front burner issue again. And it just reminded me of how criminal this is. But remember, Department of Energy stole $92 billion just in the few months that Trump was president-elect, and in many cases just sent billions out to banks and individuals with no paperwork. And there was hundreds of billions before that. And then hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions, it approaches $1 trillion in 4 years, that out of the EPA, which was over all the environmental funds that and the Green New Deal and all of that money that came in. Remember, they described it as soon as Trump got elected, we were like throwing gold bars off of the Titanic so the Republicans wouldn't know where it went. So Ro Khanna trying to spin this, that they're holier than thou and they care about the children after they push the poison shots that sterilize and give the kids heart attacks and blood clots and myocarditis. I mean, it's just stunning, absolutely stunning that they've got the nerve to rebrand this as if Elon Musk is killing kids when they're the ones that want the birth rate imploded. They're the ones that push the transgenderism to sterilize our children surgically or chemically. They're the ones that are anti-natalist, anti-family. So Musk needs to answer for 4.5 million kids sentenced to death over Doge cuts, Ro Khanna argues. Let's play a short clip of him on the CHAG affiliate of the Popeye program. And then let's dovetail that with Mike Benz, just focusing in on Soros and the overthrow of governments that they're using there. And then I'm going to get into USAID on record funding the development of COVID-19 and more. Here it is.
And I do believe that once we take power, there has to be accountability. There needs to be accountability for Elon Musk. You know, they're celebrating that he created 4,400 millionaires, but they don't talk about the 4.5 million children around the world who he possibly sentenced to death by dismantling USAID. He needs to answer for that. He needs to be subpoenaed. He needs to face investigation. He needs to answer for what he did with DOGE. That it's not just let's move on. And we will use the Oversight Committee and the Judiciary Committee to hold people accountable who violated the law on ICE and abused power with ICE, who violated the law in killing people on boats in the Caribbean, who violated the law when it came to Iran and some of the strikes, who violated the law with DOGE. There will be accountability. There needs to be accountability before reconciliation. And certainly there are voices like Robert Garcia, Jamie Raskin, myself, who are for aggressive oversight and investigation, including of the Epstein class.
This was just yesterday. The nation of El Salvador announced a 30% tax on all foreign funding of domestic NGOs within El Salvador. This is a shot heard around the world. There have been many attempts by countries to contain the NGO plex.
Yeah, most famously in Hungary.
Hungary, Slovakia, Serbia. Every time they've been confronted with street protests and attempts to pressure the parliament using civil disobedience and these same sort of State Department, USAID, Soros Foundation type rent-a-riots. We saw that in Slovakia, Serbia. In Hungary, when they passed their NGO transparency bill, it was blocked by the EU. The EU intervened and said that you cannot enforce this NGO transparency law because...
What?
Yes, yes. And they threatened to cut them off of EU funding if they...
Hungarians aren't allowed to know where the money's coming from into their own country?
Yeah, yeah. They called it the Russian law, by the way.
The Russia law?
Yeah.
Here are three very real examples of countries trying to stop funding from George Soros and then were immediately met with mass protests. Just take a look at this. So El Salvador tried to pass a law imposing a 30% tax on foreign donations. This was meant to combat George Soros and funding like his. What happened was protests and backlash occurred, foreign-funded opposition through George Soros. If we look over here at Hungary, they tried the same thing. Hungary passed a law requiring NGOs receiving over this much money annually from foreign sources to register as organizations receiving support from abroad. And immediately after, it erupted with protests. And this was actually done specifically to target George Soros-linked influence. We go to Slovakia. Slovakia passed amendments imposing strict reporting on foreign-funded NGOs. This is again to combat George Soros right here. And if we take a look what happened to them, there were again protests. What's happening here is every time a country tries to shut off the money that's being used to overthrow governments or meddle in affairs, George Soros stages protests through his NGOs to keep the money laundering flowing.
There you go. And even approach this, the trillions with these agencies. And I said early on, I said, if Trump is evil and Machiavelli, or if he's just ignorant, doesn't understand it, the Machiavellians around him will do this. They'll use the DOES investigation to find all the corruption. Then they'll use that to blackmail the establishment and take the establishment over and basically reappropriate the stolen money to themselves. And maybe cut some of it so the country doesn't go fully bankrupt so they can keep milking the golden goose. And they'll use the Epstein files to blackmail the system, but then the system will turn around and double blackmail them back, which happened. So they went the Machiavelli route, whether Trump's doing it himself or whether he's being manipulated, those around him are definitely doing this. So here's some of the headlines dealing with this. Look at this. We'll put up an HD version of this. USAID using the methodology that Lancet used to determine cuts to USAID's funding resulting in 4 million deaths. Determined that USAID funding itself resulted in 187 million deaths. Either the Lancet's methodology is bogus or USAID has killed more humans than basically anybody else in history. And, of course, it's not true, though USAID funding rebels and overthrows has killed a lot of people. It's not 68 million children or 187 million people total. So that's a very important news graphic in the larger X post. It goes through the math for you. Bombshell, USAID was funding both the Wuhan lab gain of function research and Smartmatic election systems as No Kings Ready's Color Revolution. So remember that came out last year, and in this big post, it has all the documentation for you. Here's that actual post. USAID was funding both the Wuhan lab gain-of-function research and Smartmatic election systems as No Kings Ready's Color Revolution. Bombshell, taxpayer-funded NIH, funded $3.7 million to Wuhan virus research lab believed to have engineered the corona bioweapon. It was actually made in Chapel Hill, North Carolina in 2014-15 and then shipped to China so they could have a cover-up when they released it. And then here's Mike Benz's breakdown on that. Coming up, Jake Lane, $1 million bond for terroristic threats they claim against Carmelo Anthony, has been released on a $1 million bond, saying if he doesn't get convicted, I'll do a headshot. Stupid statement. You could say it's a terroristic threat, but you got all the black people out there saying we're going to kill all the white people. We're going to kill the prosecutor if this happens. Why weren't they indicted? Why weren't they thrown in jail? Why do murderers not get $1 million bonds? But he does. And I don't agree with Jake Lane's tactics. And I think he's going to end up getting put in prison or killed. I've warned him of that, just like Chud the Builder. But he doesn't deserve what's happening to him. It's not fair the way it's being implemented. He'll be joining us bottom of the hour for 30 minutes. Then Tina Peters, true hero. Her job was to document election fraud. That's what she did. And they threw her in prison. She's out now, obviously, in the last few weeks. She'll be joining us today. And then I'm going to interview my son. We're going to have a discussion, Rex Jones, down in the larger studio in the fourth hour today. So look for all of that and more. Now, let's start getting into this. Mondami, an Islamic communist, says the city's bankrupt, has a $1 billion-plus shortfall, but don't worry, hundreds of millions for transgender brainwashing, surgeries, and drugs for children. Oh, the Democrats want to pass laws for internet IDs for kids, which means for you as well. Everybody has to do it. But they don't want parents, I have articles in Congress and laws, to know if there's transgender propaganda in children's cartoons or what's on the bookshelves at the elementary or middle schools, graphic pro-pedo grooming garbage. Pro-Israel politics just took a huge hit in New York, whether it's for the congressional run with an anti-Israel communist running against the pro-Israel AIPAC person, and they just beat them in the primary. And a bunch of other people that Mondami endorsed in New York have won in the primary, and other people around the country. The hardcore Mondami communist Red-Green Alliance, Islam Communist Alliance is winning, winning, winning. Mondami emerges as kingmaker, pushes his state to a primary sweep, and it goes through all the different races. Mondami emerges from Tuesday's primaries as big winner and other takeaways. And really, he is the leader of the Democratic Party. In polls, way more popular than Newsom, you name it. I think he's going to run for president. Socialist earthquake leaves Democrats reeling as the establishment Democrats, who are hardcore globalists themselves, aren't hardcore enough. Democrat socialists are coming for 2028. That is the new Democratic Party. Far-left Mondami-backed candidates, boots incumbent, Democrat Representative Dan Goldman in New York House primary, who was backed by AIPAC. Ah, that's because they don't control, the Democrats control the machines in New York. The Republicans controlled it in Kentucky, so that all the evidence was they were able to steal it. Same thing in South Carolina for Lindsey Graham. Meanwhile, resurfaced video shows Democrat PA congressional candidate dreams of disarming citizens and the police. Yep, they haven't given up on that. We'll be getting to that coming up. Also, we've got the ADL attacking the New York Times as anti-Semitic for saying not everybody that uses the term goy slop is anti-Semitic. Who cares? It's called free speech. The ADL hadn't seen a word that they don't want to ban. But it's Jews using the term goy slop. I've got videos of them doing it. And the ADL says they should be punished. How about nobody gets punished for speech? But at the same time, that we can criticize people's speech. I don't think saying goy slop is something that I even disagree with. I mean, goy just means subhuman, animals, commoners, serfs. And I can show you hundreds of Knesset leaders and Jewish leaders saying, you're the goy. I can show you the World Jewish Conference and people getting out there saying, I'm a goy and I'm subhuman and you're my boss. And I'm not saying all Jews think like that, but this arrogance of the people running Israel right now in the Israel lobby do say, we're superior, we're the best, we're going to rule you. I mean, it's all in Harrison's little 14-minute documentary. By little, it's big, but I mean, short. Just clip after clip of them saying that. And this is who is representative of world Jewry today. And then you've got kind of leftist communist Jews that are just Jew haters and don't think Jews are pure evil and love Muslims. So that they're another extreme. It's just bizarre. But there are a lot of Jews, obviously, out there that understand this and are saying that it all just needs to stop. But it's pretty wild. That's all coming up as well today. But please remember, ladies and gentlemen, I am trying to rebuild something even better than InfoWars with more hosts, more crew, more reporters. I'm trying to get basic organizational systems set up here. It's been a pretty good transfer over with our audience and our stations and AlexJonesLive.com. But when it comes to a few other things, we're really trying to get it done here with some organizational situations. But at the end of the day, the biggest thing you can do to help us, help you, and all of us get the truth out is to share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShow Live and to go to TheAlexJonesStore.com and get incredible products. And tonight is the last night in this rolling sale that's going to go for 2 weeks. Every 3 days, it changes. There's a whole bunch of sales going, a whole bunch of deals, but the best deal is buy one bottle of ultramethylene blue, get one free. It's so game-changing, you're insane if you don't get it. Also, you can get up to 50% off on T3, the only pure, true iodine out there that is a game-changer, a missing link, and almost everybody is deficient in it. Just look into world iodine deficiency. Over 2 billion people have it. It's estimated to be the number one cause of cognitive disabilities, brain fog, you name it. You owe it to yourselves to take ultramethylene blue and T3 iodine from thealexjonesstore.com. Look how accurate my information is. I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. You've just got to use the common sense and get it and know you're supporting the broadcast so you can't lose. Then you're going to be pleasantly, I hope not surprised, because I don't sit here and sell crap. You seriously have to step into a wider world, those of you on the fence, and get this. Those that get the products, it has 5 stars. 90%+ reorder rate on the methylene blue and the T3. But for those of you out there, the vast majority of you, the 99% of you, this isn't a simulation. This isn't entertainment. This is a hardcore broadcast telling the truth. It's very serious about taking down the tyrants, promoting liberty. And we sell things that really work, that empower you, so you want them again and again and again, a symbiotic relationship. I take all these products. Our turmeric's the best. We are best spike protein, pro cardiovascular, ultimate life force is incredible. Our zeolite is amazing. Our CMOS is incredible. It's all there. Ultimate power, incredible energy drink, pre-workout, 10 hours clean energy, all these super nutrients, even better than Turbo Force. If you love Turbo Force, you're going to really love Ultimate Power. Now back in stock, 30% off, thealexjonesstore.com. Hour number two straight ahead. Thanks for your support. Whatever you do, share the live feeds.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
We are into hour number two on this live June 24th, 2026 transmission. I want to thank you all for tuning in and being here with us today. We have Jake Lang at the bottom of the hour, former political prisoner and a million dollar bond for making a terroristic threat, which all of the leftists are allowed to make all day. And they don't even get a slap on the wrist, but he's facing felonies, you know, years in prison. I just want to, you know, look at the two-tiered policing we have in this country for about 30 minutes when he joins us coming up. And then we're going to be joined by former political prisoner Tina Peters in the third hour. And then my very informed, interesting son, Rex Jones, is going to be coming in and joining me down in the larger studio to have a discussion just about the future of civilization, society, and the federal government and state governments are putting chemicals in the water to turn the fish gay. I'm not kidding. That is all coming up in the transmission here for you today. Now, the UN says they've talked to the Iranians and that Trump is right. I don't think Trump's so much been lying about the Iran thing. He's getting told he's got a deal, and then Israel breaks the deal and things happen, and Iran knows they hold a lot of the cards. But 3 days ago, Vance said no. The UN has been talking. We've been talking to the mullahs. They're going to accept inspectors and not enriching uranium anywhere near the nuclear level, but only for fuel level for nuclear reactors. And so now the UN has come out and said, yes, Iran has told them they'll accept inspectors. And this will happen as Trump deal faces first major test. That's really good news. Trump insists Iran caved on nuclear inspections as Tehran touts U.S. to unfreeze $12 billion Hormuz tolls still disputed. So we're going to be getting to all of that coming up here as well. And that ties into Israel. Israel targeted Gaza children, resulting in genocide U.N. inquiry finds. And Israel's bragged and said, we're doing Amalek and we're doing this. So Israel's, again, bit off way more than they can chew. And then I saw these memes out there going, well, America expanded. America had manifest destiny. So Israel's gone from saying we don't want a greater Israel, which they were saying for years. If you said it, you got attacked as anti-Semite. And then now they're like, yeah, we do want a greater Israel, just like the U.S. ambassador from Israel to the U.S., Mike Huckabee, said on Tucker 2 months ago, to, well, America did it. Well, when the United States talks about taking Greenland, we're talking about going to the public and paying them a bunch of money and getting them to vote to do it. And there's almost no one there. And we had a treaty after World War II that we could have already taken it when we took it from the Nazis. And we built the Panama Canal, and Jimmy Carter and then Obama finally gave it away. He signed the deal that, you know, decades later would implement, and then they gave it to China. We built the damn thing. So I'm all about going back down there, and the Panamanians run their government, their country, but it's ours. So I'm all about the Monroe Doctrine and the Barbary Doctrine, Barbary Wars Doctrine, and the Gunboat Diplomacy Doctrine. These are set things. This is in our backyard, and foreign interests are using it to control us. So I'm not some kid gloves guy, but all these wars we've seen from, you know, back to Vietnam and on have been about globalism and profit making and war gaming.
It's not been about American interest, and most of the regime change, not all of it, has been putting people worse in charge than were there previously. Look at Syria, put the head of Al-Qaeda in charge, way worse than Assad. So we've got all that coming up and so much more today. Please stay with us, and please remember, you're the emissaries, the ambassadors of truth. That's why I harp on it. Are you sharing the feeds at Rawlock Jones on X? Are you sharing the feeds from our Rumble site? Rumble.com/Yalk Show Live.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we've had mass shootings in California, in Canada. Trans cult members murdering their parents, murdering their aunts, murdering their neighbors. Again, just in the last few days. But you're told there's an epidemic of white men committing terror attacks everywhere, killing blacks and Asians. When it comes to Asians, it doesn't even exist in the statistics. It's just made up. Black on white, 20-1. But it doesn't matter. You just see it everywhere. The whites are running around murdering everybody. And so a lot of black folks that are young see that and go, I'm going to go out and attack some white people. Because the whites are just at war with us. It's all the globalists dividing and conquering. It's so sick. And I've got some shocking examples of the edgelording that's going on by actors, maybe by operatives. I mean, I don't know that. I know that the ADL and some of the private law center have been caught running most of the white supremacist groups and funding them. So, are these people performance artists? But that's not the issue. That's a side issue. The issue is that in video after video after video, because once I started watching some of these, in just the last month, it got in my feeds on X, and there's like four or five guys that sit there and go into these video chat rooms and sit there, not just here but around the world, and say the meanest stuff to Jews, black people, you name it. And in most cases, the Jews and black people and trans people, they sit there and love it and get off on it and just love the badness of it, you know, the forbiddenness of it. And I'm not calling for censoring these guys. When I give my opinion, this is destructive in the end. Don't say I'm censoring you. That's something left wing and right wing do. When someone disagrees with them, they go, oh, you're censoring me. No, that's not censoring. That's debating you. But that's not the issue either. Those are side issues, though they're part of it. The ADL and others should know that with the young people, 25 and under or so, they aren't into censorship, they aren't into political correctness, and to them it's all just entertainment, and they love it. I mean, these guys sit there and hold up toy monkeys and go, this is you, you effing N-word, this is you, you scum, you filth. And it's like a form of sadomasochism, and they sit there and they buy into it. But then you've got some folks in the ghetto and people that really aren't that much online as much, or who still tune into mainstream media where they have all these simulated drama shows and programs where white people are abusing black people. And when they kill some white person or knock them out, they'll say, well, that's because they're attacking us. So why would the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL be caught running white supremacist groups? Because they want to go out and create it, have them say horrible, nasty things to demonize white people and Christians in general, to say this is how they all are. Then white people see that and feel ashamed. And then the ADL says it's fine. Bow down to George Floyd. Bow down to communism. Bow down to replacement migration. Bow down to censorship. And we'll wave a magic wand and say that you're kosher. But then when I've had a few of these guys on the show, they go, oh, are you accusing me of being a fan? I'm like, I don't know. I just know it's come out that a lot of the groups have been funded, but no, you aren't listed by the Southern Poverty Law Center in these documents, you know, where they've been indicted for criminally, you know, doing this. It's all the big classic, you know, white supremacist groups, the KKK and the Aryan groups and all that. But that's been well known. But, you know, these new guys will all admit, oh, I used to work for Obama and be a liberal, but, you know, now I lead the Charlottesville event. And you look at it and it's a bunch of gay guys. And then when you look at these new edgelords who are very talented actors, because they are doing it as performative art, whether they believe this stuff or not, they're hilarious in a sick way. But again, it's the response, because I've watched hundreds of these videos now in the last month. It's the response of the, you know, they'll have some gay dude from South Africa on. And he's like, after they start talking about it, they go, yeah, I do actually want to murder and kill all the white people. And yeah, it's true. We are going to murder you. And the white guy's like, it's okay. We're going to murder you first. And then they'll have Jewish guys in these video message boards they go to. I want to do some of this, but actually go have real discussions with these people. And because the white supremacists or the actors or whatever they are, don't bow down, because they are doing roles. They are actors. I'm not saying they're being insincere. I think some of it is going on. When they're doing all of this, you have to then ask yourself, if young people think this is funny, regardless, then what comes next? How do you top this? But that's the huge issue that then ties into the ADL and the boomers that are like, how do we expand from the N-word to pronouns so people can be offended, to don't say brown paper bag day, that went out nationwide like 15 years ago in blue cities, through HR, through, you know, the Federal Department of Labor and all of its political correctness, where, oh, don't say today is bring your brown paper bag day because we're having a conference. A brown paper bag is an insult to brown people. Never was. No one ever said that. No one ever thought that. But the old days when you brought your lunch, my mom used to pack my lunch most days. Some days I got a hot lunch at school, at public school. But you know, most days she's like, yeah, we're not going to spend that money. That's how you save money. Even though my parents, you know, were middle class. She'd say, I'm going to make you lunch. And her lunches were great. And then she'd double brown paper bag it because I didn't like, by the time I was like, you know, nine, lunch boxes weren't cool. So I stopped carrying a lunchbox. I'd have the brown paper bag in my bag. No one ever said that was racist, but the left's like, oh, that's racist. And the word mother and father on a form when a baby's born is hateful because everybody's got mothers and fathers. And now that's going on all over the world. So they're always trying to find more ways to limit language, make it racist, make it evil, make you be self-censoring. Oh, don't call it a manhole because, you know, women could work in sewers too. Call it a street entrance port. So, by the way, if you're a new listener, I'm not kidding. Brown paper bags are racist. The OK symbol, you know, that divers use and SWAT teams use, that's racist. Thousands of terms that are evil, thousands of terms that are bad. And then meanwhile, you've got Generation Alpha and Generation Z that absolutely just laugh at all of it and don't care. You call it nihilistic, call it what you want, but it's kind of a natural reaction to the insane oppression of the boomers over the millennials, Gen X, all of it. So everyone is rejecting it. And so it doesn't matter if you have the head of counterterrorism, Gorka, saying, if you don't agree with this war, you're an anti-Semite, period. Oh, my God, I better be a pro-losing war that bankrupts the world economy or you'll call me a name, you big fat Boomer. I'm not against boomers in general, but I mean, it's just, it's statistically the boomers are pro-war, pro-slop, and there are a lot of great boomers. My parents are boomers, are super awake, but the largest group of morons is boomers, and then white women ages, you know, 18 to 90. I mean, statistically, whether you're in Europe or here or Australia, they are Stockholm syndrome, lower the drawbridge of the enemy. I mean, I've seen videos I went to get to last week where it was one in Germany. I saw another in England where a Muslim is stabbing a bunch of people in a park and a bunch of men get together to go take the knife away. Every stab people and they're bleeding and the women are defending and hugging the Muslim and don't hurt him. Don't hurt him. In fact, I saw two examples last week and I forgot to play them. A guy search engine that on X. Women protect Muslim after he stabs people. Women, I mean, it's just like, where, because it's their virtue. You see it all the time, like, yes, five migrants raped me and broke my jaw, but they didn't mean it. It's just their culture. Please don't prosecute them. You'll see the parents of people killed by illegal aliens. They'll say, I don't want them prosecuted. That's called Stockholm syndrome. That's called learned helplessness. So ADL cries anti-Semitism after New York Times reports Gen Z appropriating goy slop. The article is at alexjoneslive.com. The Anti-Defamation League condemned a recent New York Times report covering how words like goy and goy slop are being normalized by teens in America, arguing the terms are anti-Semitic dog whistles. The story discussed how students in New Jersey high school regularly used goy slop to criticize corporations and refer to low-quality food, noting it was coined or at least popularized by far-right anti-Semites. The teenager was absolutely not a far-right anti-Semite, New York Times wrote, observed the author of the article on her subject, the 15-year-old Jewish student. He just happened to attend a New Jersey high school where students, Jewish and Christian and otherwise, said goy slop all the time. And it is used by young people here in Texas. Now, goy means undermentioned, not ubermentioned, to use the German view of that, the supermen and the subhumans. But under Judaism and the different interpretations of it, you know, you have everybody that's Jewish, everybody that's not, and the goy are not fully human. Even the best of the goy are, you know, don't have souls. And so that is classical Judaism that's been expanded on and gotten more radical over the years. And 60 plus, you can expand hundreds of books that they see as the word of God, which they now say is the rabbis. Many of them are basically become their own gods under the Kabbalah. And just read it for yourself if you'd like to. And so the Jews are adopting this, and the New York Times is saying that, and the ADL's like, oh my God, that's anti-Semitic. Even if Jews use it, you don't use the word goy. Well, I guess the ADL didn't see the World Jewish Conference a month ago, or you didn't see over the weekend, Jewish Press Syndicate event? You didn't see that? Because you had all these billionaires, people getting up and members of the British military saying, I'm a goy, and Jews are superior in the light of the world, and I'm here to serve you. I'm just honored to be your servant. I mean, that is house slave stuff. And again, I don't want to be talking about Israel. I don't want to be, I mean, Israel wasn't talking like this 10 years ago. You could find some weird rabbis and some interpretations, but under the Likudniks and under all this chutzpah, and again, now Trump, you are bullying us. And then that was the new talking point all over the Israeli newspapers and all over the Adelson newspapers. You're going to get friends that way? Really, Trump's your enemy now? I mean, Trump got, happens in managers will tell you, and heads of his company are Jewish. He's grown up around Jews. He likes Jews. His daughter is converted. Jared Kushner, he's pro-Israel. He's Abraham, of course, but he wants prosperity and peace. At least he said he did, and now he's going back to that instinct, and now he's a bad guy? Now he's disrespecting and bullying Israel? And a lot of the anti-Israel people say, hey, why are you being nice about this? You know, just revel in it. Just join us. Heil Hitler. No, thank you. I'm not on that trip either. I'm not on that kick either. I'm like, really, what I believe is what I say on air. And I am above this. I don't mean that in a power trip. I'm not getting down the muck with the Muslims and the crazy Zionists and the white supremacists and all your own gangs, your own racial-based thing that you've tried to hide in the past. Now, what's happening is everybody's out in the open. The Nazis are out in the open. The Zionists are out in the open with their supremacy. The blacks are out in the open. All of it. I'm just like, how about Western culture? How about free market? How about private property? How about right to self-defense? And how about promoting Western culture and being proud of being white, but not going around and hating everybody and saying you're superior and trying to kill them, but just saying, oh, whites never invented anything. Whites don't have a culture. That's because our culture out of the whole world has got the most people wanting to adopt it and have it, and it's produced the most freedom, the most inventions, the most incredible stuff. The West is the best, to quote Jim Morrison. The best overall. There's other great stuff about cultures. But I will say that if you really want to sit back and say what has been superior, the West in science, technology, innovation has been superior. Also had some of the worst lows. And you can't lie and say historically Jews haven't done a lot of incredible stuff and haven't been at the center of a lot of good movements and bad movements and haven't had their act together when it comes to leveraging their power and control. I mean, I'm not saying you're dumbasses. And a lot of people use Jewish success as their own crutch to not be successful. Not all the Jewish success is corrupt or, you know, kleptocratic or racially based or nepotistic as a group. But a lot of it is. Let's just not. I mean, look at the idiot head of CBS they put in. Just because he's Jewish, the woman can't find her ass with both hands. You couldn't have found a smart Jew to put in there or somebody else. So that's what's going on here. So let's go ahead and play a clip of I guess this guy's a rabbi talking about Goyslop. And he's very, very proud of it. Here it is.
Jews are putting harmful chemicals into food. They're making unhealthy food so that the goyim, you guys, could consume it and then become stupider, weak, dumb, fat, lazy, right? And you sort of see when you go into these stores all of these processed foods with all of these artificial crap that's terrible for you. Stuff like McDonald's, right? Where some of the stuff in this food is literally, it should not be entering your system. It's just terrible. It's just not healthy for you. And the Jews are feeding it to you, you know, they're feeding it to the goyim to make them weak and stupid so that essentially the Jews have full control of everything.
You know, what did they say in the Learned Elders of Zion that they claim was a czarist forgery? And it does read like a cartoon book. Like a supervillain said it. And then I always said, now this looks like they, you know, took some of the classic anti-Jew tropes and you know, and some of it was true that had gone on, exaggerated it, mixed it together, and then, you know, leak it as a secret document, kind of a Q thing. Because if something's secret, you don't know if it's real, it's more precious than. But now I watch a documentary like The Eight Front War, only 14 minutes long, and it's just hundreds of clips. And I've seen the full clips in context. It's even worse. Saying, we're superior. You're the slaves. We're going to take you over. You'll be lucky we let you live because of what, you know, Titus did. All Europeans are our enemy forever. And I'm like, look at the COVID shots and look at the directors of those companies, almost all of them Jewish. And you know, Fauci's not. I mean, he's a eugenicist. And yeah, Bill Gates is not Jewish, and he wants to exterminate everybody. But the point is that powerful Jews are certainly involved in eugenics. And my dad had the head of the plan for at UT, head of the body department, trying to recruit him into a eugenics program, and he was Jewish. Dr. Speer. So that's firsthand, you know, from my dad. So, yeah, they are poisoning the food and water. I'm not saying Jews themselves, but the power structure, well, who's the power structure? They're certainly represented there. And why do they put chemicals in the water that bend the gender of frogs? Well, that's just a collateral damage. We're the target, and that's in documents. There's new stuff out today I'll be getting to. We pioneered exposing all of this. Well, why is the fluoride in the water? Lowers IQ, gives you cancer. Lowers fertility. It's an adjuvant to all the other chemicals to make it even worse. Accelerate it. So here's a short clip of Handsome Truth, and again, I wasn't aware he did this when I had him on. I just seen a few clips of him and out in public, and I said, hey, man, that's going to create division. That's going to create problems. I'd rather try to wake people up. Certainly whites are being targeted, but why go to the extreme and act like some of the extremist blacks and Hispanics being brainwashed by the media are acting? This is divide and conquer. You know, hey, you know, the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center have been caught running stuff like this. I'm not saying you're fed, but, you know, they think what you're doing might actually be helpful for them. I'm not censoring you. I'm not saying you shouldn't say it if you don't, if you want to. That's my opinion. I didn't know that he does this in a bunch of, there's a whole genre of this where they go into these video message boards, chat rooms. I've never done any of that. So I'm trying to, so it's an area where I'm kind of boomerish. I don't know. I need to do that on my own show because leftists won't go on Tucker. They won't go on me, the big ones, but I want to get it where on this show, we go into these message things and start talking to these people all over the world. And he's sitting there hammering them and saying really mean stuff to these young black guys. And they love it and they're laughing. Because whether they're young black guys or white guys or Asian or Hispanic, they just, the more edgy, the more insane, they're not programmed by, ooh, they hear the N-word, and oh, you know, it's not a magic word over them anymore. It's not their identity. It's very healthy, actually. So in a way, I guess getting the Overton window away from political correctness and total control, maybe what these guys are doing is good. Maybe they're actual classical liberals trying to help us. I don't think that's the case. No, they're making a bunch of money off of it because it's popular. But the point, I'm not even saying that's bad. My point is that the ADL is trying to control the Overton window. It's already gone, Jack. You have the head of the World Jewish Conference saying, everyone's turned against us. The whole world hates us. We're spending billions a year to counter the propaganda. We're going to double the money. We'll crush you. And you're a bunch of boomers that don't even know what planet you're on compared to where young people are. You know, below 50, don't like Israel, don't like the ADL, see right through you. And as you get younger and younger, they get more informed until you get down to like 15 and below, and they are not informed. They just love Hitler, including black people. I mean, it's just rejection of everything the ADL stands for, rejection of the neoliberal garbage, rejection and a total revolution against it. Doesn't mean it's even all good. I've thought it's dangerous and what comes next out of this insanity, but I'm not saying censor it. But I don't know. I'm smart enough to know I don't know. As Aristotle said, I know nothing. You guys think you know everything. So I'm retarded. Well, you're less than retarded, the ADL. I mean, you're out of your minds. Here's a clip.
Hey, what's up, nigger?
See, that's what I'm saying. You back white bitch. Suck my
What do people think that hurts people's feelings, bro?
Well, let me ask you a question, nigger. Let's see your IQ level here. Who brought your ass to the United States?
What you mean, bro?
Who, like, your family came from Africa, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your family came from Africa.
Shut up, nigger scum. Shut the fuck up. Who brought you here?
What ass bitch.
Shut up, nigger. You fucking retard.
Bro, you look like Omni Man, bro. Why is Omni Man violent?
Who's Omni Man?
Yo, you tweaking. I'm going to show you right now.
Kingstar.
All right, I'll show you who you look like next.
Hey, Kingstar, you like little kids? Kingstar.
You got no life. You should be...
Shut up, nigger faggot. Omni-Man. You look like Monkey Man.
Oh, shit, look at this nigger. Look at this ugly-ass nigger. He just seen his daddy for the first time. This nigger just seen his daddy. Holy shit. Nigga, it's a miracle. Daddy back in town. Woo! It's your daddy, nigga. What's good?
Good.
Yo, what's poppin', nigga? What's poppin', nigga? Hey. Hey, sing this song with me, nigga. Sing this song with me. Let's go, nigga. Come on, nigga. Let me hear you rap. Come on, nigga. What you got? Let's go. Oh. Nigga just fell apart. Oh, my God, nigga. You suck. What you gonna do with your life now that you can't rap?
I'm gonna be racist just like you.
You gonna suck a nigga, boy. That's what you gonna do.
You're right.
Hey, listen, boy.
I'm gonna come out with a little bit more of this. This isn't even one of the best ones, but I played it because it shows that young black guys just, they're not under this guy's control. He's trying to punch their buttons, and it's most of the folks, it just doesn't work. That's healthy that they're not under mind control. It's not healthy what he's saying to them.
Inflation is up. That's an issue. So how does Berkshire handle that with its business?
Well, we can't handle runaway inflation except not to be there in the way of it. If you look at the number of countries that have had runaway inflation since World War II, you know, in my lifetime, it's very large. Once you create that, it becomes a different world. And And of course, you have countries that have gone bankrupt like 6 or 7 times. I mean, it's just amazing what people do. Not having faith in the money does to a country. It turns it into something else.
Dollar collapse means we keep continuing on where we are. Dollar devalues. We've got massive inflation. You raise interest rates to slow that inflation down. So this is going to have a cataclysmic effect on the insurance industry, on pension funds, on everything. And on the
banking
system.
And let's be clear, though. A dollar being the world currency is how we could just print it and buy whatever we wanted. If the world sees it like the Mexican peso or worse, we're screwed. So here's Prince Charles, the king, announcing the digital chains, the mark of the beast system, and a dovetail with Tony Blair, who's globally, through the UN and Bill Gates, standardized the world ID that the UK, under orders of the king, I thought he's just ceremonial, no, he could dissolve parliament anytime he wants, is now going into place. This all ties into everything. We'll talk to top economist and great patriot, Peter Kirkelly, in a moment about it, but here's the clips.
My ministers will also proceed with the introduction of digital ID that will modernize how citizens interact with public services.
Tell us a bit about what it means for what government should do in terms of its digital infrastructure, digital ID, data centers, and so on.
The first thing a country needs to do is to unify all of their data so it can be consumed and used by the AI model. You have to take all of your healthcare data, your diagnostic data, your electronic health records, your genomic data. We have to take all of this data we have in our country and move it into a single, if you will, unified data platform.
What they do is Oracle make big donations to Tony Blair's Institute, and Tony Blair's Institute advocates for further advantages for Oracle and Oracle affiliated entities. Listen, the centralization of data and the centralization of power is part of a dark and nefarious agenda.
People are really crazy if they don't call you. You're on record the biggest company because you have the best ratings, the best gold and silver prices. It is the smart move. Get a free consultation. They can roll over financial instruments.
This should be a happy time, right? So don't let the news scare you, but rather use the wisdom, the creativity that God gave you. Go into tangible assets that have zero counterparty risk. Silver was up over 140% last year. Since January 30th, when it corrected and it had a 50% correction, went down into the 60s, it's almost 90. Literally, since February, silver's up over 30%, Alex. There is a path to safety here financially, and that's what tangible assets do. This is what
God,
the numbers are telling us.
God always gives his people a way out, but the people perish always for lack of knowledge.
Always. He always does. He's never going to say something, even if it's the mark of the beast. When he talks about it in Revelation, he's not going to say something unless we have a choice to either accept or reject, because he didn't create robots.
KEPM.com/gold. Sign up for the email there to get a free consultation. Call you right back. Or you can call the number 720-605-3000. The smartest investment you can have made in the last 3 years. I'm telling you right now, this is the place to go. 720-605-3000.
Program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Quite the bomb thrower. I don't mean literal bomb thrower. And he's been arrested. He's done a lot of daring things. A lot of things I think are going to end up getting put in prison or killed, as I said, like Chud the Builder. But you had all these black people on the news, on TV. You had Jasmine Crockett saying, you know, she thought basically what Carmelo Anthony did was good, that she probably would have stabbed Austin Metcalf to death. And you've got all these hundreds of videos, people out front the courthouse saying, we're going to kill the white people, we're going to kill the prosecutor. You know, if Carmelo Anthony's sent to prison, you have a bunch of people beat up. None of them are getting charged with the terroristic threats. None of them are getting charged with even assaulting people. But Jake Lane thrown in jail for weeks, $1 million bond. This shows the two-tiered policing situation. So we're going to go to him in a moment. But I wanted to finish up with just this clip with Handsome Truth, a.k.a. Baby Hitler. And again, this is just an example of almost all of his videos. And I see other guys are doing this edgelording for whatever reason. And the interesting thing is the young black people and others don't even get mad. They laugh at it. Now, I'm not saying it's healthy and good what people like Handsome Truth are saying. I'm not saying censor him, though. He has a right to say it. My point in covering all this, as I said earlier, is the ADL wants to ban the OK symbol and brown bags, saying they're racist. I'm not kidding. And to say mother and father is evil, to talk about being a Christian nation is anti-Semitic. They want everything to be evil. They want to control the language. Through the universities, they basically do. And they're allied with the left. It's also the thought police, who also hates Israel themselves. So it's all a snake eating its own tail, a snake eating itself. But the big news here is trying to kick Jewish kids out of school using the term goy slop. You teach them that the people under them that aren't Jewish are goy, some of these Jewish groups, a lot of them. So you're mad that they're letting the secret out of the bag? Because I can watch the World Jewish Conference a month ago or the Jewish press syndicate this weekend, people saying, you're the goy, we're superior. And then billionaires get up and say, I'm a goy, I serve you. So you're the one saying this. You're the one saying that, you know, like Hitler said he's superior, everybody else is subhuman. You're saying something similar. So I don't know why you want to get mad at people that start using it and saying, oh, yeah, the poisoned food is goy slop. So, just finishing up this clip, here is Handsome Truth, cheesy name, I'm sorry, trying to stir up the black people, and it's not working. So, unlike a lot of these leftist blacks and others, that if you say the N-word, it's a magic word that controls them. And I'm not saying even using it to be mean is a good thing. I'm saying don't let somebody's words control your mind. Don't let it be like a button or they can push or a chain they can pull. Overall, these performance artists, and I'm not saying they're fed. Some of them probably are. We know the Southern Poverty Law Center has been caught running most of them. But regardless, they're doing it as actors, as different characters. The Joker, Hitler, all these guys are doing it. And it's very popular. I know the big comedian scene is our fans of it here in Austin. I didn't know when I had Handsome Truth on. He's like, oh, even Joe Rogan's talked about it. They're fans of it. Well, they're not fans of what you're saying, though. It is hilarious in a sick way. The clip I played here is not really one of the really hilarious ones when he's got the baby monkeys and stuff. And the other guys are doing it. And, you know, they're talking to a trans teenager, and they're like, you really just want to murder everybody and kill yourself, too. They go, yeah, actually, we're into murder and death. We love you, Heil Hitler. It's all about being nihilistic. You got these shooting in California, shooting in Canada in the last few days, and it's transgenders and pissed off Muslim incels. And so you have this nihilism where the left and right are kind of meeting together now, and it's all just blurring out. You got the boomers that don't even know what's going on, have no idea what's happening. And I'm pretty ear to the ground, sociologist, anthropology, psychology, history. But even I, because I don't spend time in the Discord chats and the video chats, already knew this was going on, but not how far progressed it was. And I'm almost like, is it positive, though, as the counter extreme to the ADL on the left wanting to ban the name mother and father and put you in jail if you misgender somebody? Is that the answer to their extremism? Is the other extreme that will pull the Overton window to normalcy and kind of an equilibrium? Let's finish the clip and then we'll go to Jake Lang.
I'm gonna be racist just like you.
You gonna suck a nigga, boy. That's what you gonna do.
You right.
Hey, listen, boy, let me show you something. What you rocking, nigga? What you rocking, nigga? Oh, MP5. Bitch, nigga. What you rocking, nigga?
It's
not an MP5. What's good, nigga? That's my nigga, Feet of 5,000, nigga. This my white pal motherfucker right here down the middle for the nigga hunting. What's good, nigga? This a white power rifle. Long distance, nigga. You know what 300 yards is? Of course you dumb nigga. So I'ma put it in NFL terms, you dumb nigga. That's 3 football fields, nigga. I'll be plucking your ass, nigga. What's good? Oh, bitch, nigga.
He said NFL, no.
Heil Hitler, nigga. Shut the fuck up. Heil Hitler.
Wait, hold on.
Heil Hitler, you nigga scum. Get the fuck out of here.
Do that again. Do this again.
You nigga. Scum.
And almost all the videos, this guy and everybody else, no one even responds. They just laugh at it. So, again, two different worlds from the boomers to Gen Z. I mean, it's going to be more intense with Gen Alpha. All right, let's go to Jake Lang to get into all the stuff he's done. It would take hours. All the really crazy, dangerous. You don't have a lot of courage to do what he's done, though I'm worried about him. Jake Lang, at Jake Lang. And, you know, the latest, he can fill you in on it. He said Carmelo Anthony, if he was found not guilty, should hang from a tree, which is very provocative, and it would be designed to stir people up. They're saying he said that he was going to headshot him if he was found not guilty. I don't know they ever had any proof of that. But the point is you all saw, I don't need to play it, hundreds of crazy racist black people out saying, we're going to kill this person, naming him by name, all of it. Why didn't they ever get in trouble? Why weren't they charged with terroristic threats? Clearly a two-tiered policing system. So the man himself out of jail yesterday to fill us in on what happened. The timeline is Jake Lang, at Jake Lang on X. Jake, thanks for coming on.
Alex, my brother, it's good to be home, to sleep in my own bed after 2 weeks of solitary confinement, after being tortured, I mean, sensory deprivation, light on 24/7, no underwear, no socks. In fact, pretty much the only thing they gave me to eat was peanut butter for weeks. So very happy to be home. I really don't have any idea of which category you're trying to place me, because you just played one of the most grotesque clips I've ever seen in my life. And the activism work that I do against the Islamification of America and against the degenerate black culture that's killing white people, the serious on the ground activism work that I do, the journalistic coverage of Carmelo Anthony's trial. And for years, I've been advocating against this murder having bond, is nowhere to be put in the same class or field as these guys that dress up like the Joker or whatever the hell you just played for me. So I would respect and I expect you to, you know, differentiate between the work that I've done on January 6th being a 4-year political prisoner and now standing up for my country, pointing out white replacement and the seriousness that I go about what I do. And yes, of course, I incorporate some demonstrations. I incorporate some inflammatory, you know, dramatic things, but I am not in the same category as these people, so I would really respect it for you to bring me on.
Yeah, well, I'm going to stop for a second, okay? We're on 400-plus radio stations. You can cuss some. We got to delay it out. But if you keep doing it, I got to put you on hold because we run out of delays, and the left then reports our stations, and they could get fines. Okay. I don't do dog whistles. I don't do coded stuff, okay? And almost every time, the times you come on, we get into arguments about little side issues. I was already planning.
That's not a side issue. You just tried to say that I'm like akin to that disgusting thing you just played. That has nothing to do with
me. You're back
I'm
to
a
your,
serious activist.
We can move on
like,
from this.
I don't dress up like the Joker. I go and stand in front of ICE facilities and say, we support our law enforcement. I go and I stand up for kids that have been murdered, like Emily Carlson, a white child murdered by another black man.
Hey, Jake, you're
like
going to have the floor. Jake, put him on hold for a second. Jake, you're not listening to me. I was already going to cover this today, and so if I said you were in the same genre as these guys, then I misspoke. I don't believe I said that. You may have interpreted something like that. I was going to ask you what you think of this phenomenon, and I was going to ask you if what you thought of these guys. I didn't say you were a performance artist. I said they were, and it's a totally different genre, though. I wouldn't say you were like Chud the Builder completely, but I am similarly worried about your safety. So I'm very clear what I say is what I mean. So if you had interpretation of that, and that's what you thought, that was not my intention. Go ahead.
I appreciate you, brother. And I know that obviously when push comes to shove, you know, some of the terms that we use, like I burnt a gay pride flag on the first of the month, right, to celebrate, you know, Pride Month and stuff like that.
Burning
Qurans. People can draw, you know, similar type of visuals and stuff as far as, you know, being a little outlandish to get your point across. But the fact is I'm in school board hearings. I'm at city councils. I'm literally going to prison over and over again for my First Amendment rights. I've not heard anybody.
Jake, you heard me say that it's unfair and you're on the show about two-tiered policing. I just so happened to already be covering this before you came on and I wanted to get your take, but that's a side issue. So you're obsessing.
No, I was just drawing the conclusion that, some people may understand that something like this that we're seeing on the screen, this demonstration I'm doing, and they may conflate that with these ridiculous people that kind of they're basement dwellers and they do outlandish, grotesque, racist stuff from their basements. But, the things that I'm doing actually have purpose in the real world. I have an organization. I have hundreds of people that come out to some of my events. We march through the city of Plano.
I know you march into 10,000 leftists in Minnesota and they try to kill you. I got it. So let's get into the case. Carmelo Anthony, what you really said, what you've been charged with, clearly discriminatory because you're white. What's happening?
So this is another example of two-tiered selective prosecution. After enduring January 6th, I thought that the Trump administration and the current political outlook in the country would be, obviously kind of shift the Overton window back towards normal judicial practices. But what we're seeing in Minnesota, I've been charged with a hate crime. In Texas, I've been charged with a terroristic threat, a third-degree felony that if I get found guilty of, Alex, it's 2 to 10 years in prison, in Texas prison. This is a very serious charge, but the reason why I've been charged with it is because I'm a white Christian man. I had, a lot of people with me that day that had themselves life threats given against them. One of my guys, a supporter of mine that comes to all my events, is in a wheelchair, and he literally got a direct threat on his life. We will push you into the street. We will push you into your grave. I was told that I was going to be hung from a tree if the sheriffs weren't there, that I was going to be shot. So there was a lot of inflammatory rhetoric going back and forth. But then I said something that I believe that the normal average American person would know is hyperbole. I didn't have a weapon on me. I was obviously exaggerating. I was saying that if Carmelo Anthony gets off through some type of act of liberal coddling to criminals, which we see all the time, people getting off on crimes, people being released over and over again. I was saying with bravado, I'll be the one to do the capital punishment. It was obviously to make a larger political statement in the heat of the moment. After I'd had dozens of death threats levied against me, I basically said, Carmelo Anthony deserves a death penalty, and I'll be the one to do it. Not in a serious way, not with actual weapons on me. And obviously, the state of Texas got a hold of this. The Democrats in Dallas got a hold of this. Days later, I said this in front of 20 sheriffs. They acknowledged that I said it. They did not arrest me on scene because not only was this not a terroristic threat, but it wasn't even a normal threat. It didn't hold the thresholds of making a normal threat. So 5 days later, I was flying back into Texas to go to the Carmelo Anthony verdict. I had called the police beforehand to let them know I'm coming in as I always do. I have a truck coming with that big LED truck, the White Lives Matter truck. That was part of my organization. I had the truck coming, speaker system. We were going to give a press conference talking about how justice has been served in this case. And obviously, the 35 years in prison is not justice because Carmelo Anthony will be out within 15 to 20 years, be eligible for parole, which is a grave injustice in this matter. But he was found guilty. He was sentenced to 35 years in prison. And I was going to address that as, the face of black people attacking white people, which is something that I've been advocating against, right? In this case, since April 19th of last year, I came to Kai Kendall Stadium and I advocated against Carmelo Anthony having bond. I've seen as a figurehead in this case, and I was coming to deliver a press conference. They arrested me on the plane. They took me off the plane, brought me onto the tarmac like I was some international cocaine smuggling, El Chapo, with 30 DPS agents, special agents from the Texas Police Force, and they charged me with a felony charge and gave me $1 million bond, Alex. It's the most exaggerated, exorbitant bond in American history for freedom of speech, First Amendment rights,
well,
saying
let's not
that a
forget,
murderer deserves a death penalty.
Didn't they arrest you for just investigating right after he got killed and going into the stadium?
Yes, a public stadium paid for by our tax dollars. It's open to the public. I went in there. I recorded what I believe to be Austin Metcalf's blood stain. I believe that that's where they put the knife. The murder weapon was on the ground because it was in the shape of a knife. Exactly. And I filmed that and I, reported it to the world. They charged me with trespassing, put me in maximum security, and charged me $7,500 bond for that, which you know, anybody knows a trespassing charge. It's like, it's nothing. You're supposed to leave on your own recognizance.
People are really awake to this, and if they can do it to you, they can do it to anybody. And I've had the Democrats say that about me and others, and they've definitely picked you as a person to make an example of. If they can do this to Jake Lang, even though some of you may disagree with some of his tactics, they can do it to everybody, and that's why people need to support you, and this needs to get dropped. I mean, look, if I'd had the preparation of time, I didn't think to do it. I could play people, no exaggeration, 500 videos, because I would watch the live streams. We carried some of them. There's so much cussing, we couldn't have audio most of the time. And it was just a cacophony of a couple hundred black people. We're going to hang you. We're going to shoot you. We're going to murder you. Two people's faces. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to throw you in front of that car. If he's found guilty, I'm going to shoot this place up. I'm going to kill the prosecutor. I'm not. They are. I'm going to kill the judge. And these are known new Black Panther Party idiots doing it. And sure, most of it's hyperbole, but when you're saying somebody's name and you're out there, they should get a charge. You know, they should get, you know, a year in jail. Okay. But the point is that now you're facing, you know, a decade in jail or whatever, a million dollar bond.
That's four times. That bond is four times higher than Carmelo Anthony's bond, Alex Jones. I mean, he's a murderer. He admitted on scene. It's not alleged. I did it. Those are his exact words that he gave to the police.
Well, listen, every time I watched a live feed, anybody else watch it, you saw it. It was just, we're going to kill you. We're going to murder you. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill this person. But I kill. I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to hang you. I'm going to burn you. I'm going to kill. And then meanwhile, and I've seen the clip. You're out there being screamed at. You scream it back. You go to jail. They don't. This is, did you see the footage? It's all the time of the street preacher.
I lived it in person. They said the only good cracker's a dead cracker. They said, we'll hang Jake Lang from a tree if the sheriffs aren't here. They said, we're going to shoot you if the sheriffs weren't aren't here. They gave me so many death threats, and I was not threatening anybody there. I'm talking about somebody that has been convicted of murder and sentenced to 35 years in prison. I mean, Alex, you're a Texan. Don't you remember a Texas where they used to string up horse thieves? Right? Where there was like a semblance of law and order, where they really cared about justice there. And now I'm outside a courthouse saying death penalty for Carmelo Anthony, capital punishment for Carmelo Anthony. And I get hit with a terroristic threat for advocating for a state sanctioned solution to crime.
Well, look,
this
my next
is
question.
How far Texas has slipped. It has gone purple, and soon it'll be blue, because the Democrats have completely usurped the judicial means in Texas. Do you know the person? She was a black female judge named Melody Lewis from Dallas. I was charged in Collin County, which is Ken Paxton's area. They brought me to Dallas to arraign me. And a Dallas woke activist, black female judge, a Democrat, you know, crazy activist, gave me $1 million bond. They're allowing this to happen in Texas. What do you think is going to happen in New York, in any of these other states that are already far gone? You have no semblance of justice. We are living under two-tiered persecution. White people are on the back of the bus. Christians are on the back of the bus. Men, white men are being oppressed by the judicial system in this country. And it should be on the front cover of every newspaper. This is the new civil rights movement to ensure that white people don't get stamped out and mistreated and abused and oppressed by our judicial system. This is a huge problem. And we're seeing it play over with Chud the Builder. We're seeing it play over in multiple states with me. And, you know, quite honestly, they're going to come after you next. I mean, if they can charge me for advocating for the death penalty for a murderer, what do you think is coming next? Newscasters, reporters are going to be arrested. This is their blueprint.
Well,
they did it to President Trump. They entrenched him with lawfare. They did it to Rudy Giuliani, to Peter Navarro, Mike Lindell, all the J6ers. It's still going on. We need to fix it or we do not have a country.
Well, I mean, just an example, I wasn't banned off X for Sandy Hook. I was never even in the news about Sandy Hook. That was all just made up. Barely ever even talked about it. The final thing that I got banned for is Lester Holt told the owner and founder of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, to his face, the clip's famous, Alex Jones this week called for getting battle rifles and killing members of the press and Antifa. Said no such thing at all. They didn't show a clip. And he said, oh, okay, and I was banned after that live show. Totally defamation, not true. Believe me, I know how it is. What I said was Antifa broke in Tucker Carlson's house, broke down the door, was breaking other people's houses. They'd been to my house. I didn't announce at the time because of security issues. And I said, if Antifa decides for revolution, they're coming to your house to kill you. You better have your battle rifle ready if the left comes to firebomb you and try to kill you in your house. That didn't say go offensively kill him, and it didn't say anything about the press. They just made that up. So, yes, Jake, I know. Believe me. I know how they operate. Let's play a clip
it's
of
grotesque.
You. Let's play a clip of you from the day that you ended up getting indicted for terroristic threats, facing up to a decade in jail and $1 million bond. Let's play the one of the thought crimes you committed. Here it is.
Black supremacy is bullshit. You guys are complicit in the murder of white people. Irina Zarewski, Henry Golden, where is the justice?
400 years.
Where is the justice?
400 years.
Carmelo Anthony should be swinging from a tree outside this courthouse. Carmelo Anthony should be hanged outside this courthouse.
Oh, that's not surprising at
all. Bring your child up out of one of these trees. He's a murderer.
That's no place in America.
He's a murderer. Racist.
I don't disagree with Jake. Carmelo Anthony is a racist murderer. Unfortunately, in this case, because he was a minor when he committed the crime, he is not eligible for the death penalty. Or even life without parole. I believe the maximum penalty allowable by state law is life with the possibility of parole. So, unfortunately, that's the situation that we're in. Obviously, the jury is in deliberation right now, and hopefully we'll have a verdict here soon.
Well, I mean, if a white guy stabbed an innocent black guy, I wouldn't even follow the case, and I wouldn't care. You know, the fact that blacks 9 out of 10 times kill each other, but don't seem to care about that. These blacks that are pissed off, really just goes to this. And they tried to turn Carmelo Anthony into the new George Floyd.
Disgusting.
I really don't see this working. So where's your case going? How do people find you? How do people, you know, not just support you, but support all of our First Amendment and not having two-tiered policing, selective prosecution here? Because, I mean, I don't know how they're going to try you when you can show, literally, if I've seen 500, I mean conservative, anytime I tuned in, I'm going to murder you, I'm going to kill you, naming names, crazy black people, crazy white people saying it. If none of them got in trouble, how do you get in trouble saying things way milder?
Well, Alex, what we're understanding is that this is indicative the way that black culture has completely plummeted in the country. That's why Austin Metcalf is dead. Carmelo Anthony had been completely brainwashed by TikTok, by all these rappers in this thug culture that they lift up on a pedestal, Cardi B's and prostitution and NBA players wearing chains and stuff. It's all degeneracy. And because Carmelo Anthony was a young, impressionable black male, he was completely brainwashed into this way of thinking. That's why this young man brought a knife to attract me, and at the first sign of any type of confrontation, did not use his words, but stabbed Austin Metcalf in the chest. And by me pointing this out, that this is not just an isolated incident, that this is really where black culture has brought. That's why it's 41 times more likely for a black person to assault a white person than for a white person to assault a black person. Those numbers are reprehensible, and you cannot have a cohesive society where you have one race of people absorb, I mean, in the most ridiculous standard, attacking and destroying another race.
Stay there.
We
got to go to break. Do 5 more minutes ahead of Tina Peters. Tina Peters coming up. Stay with us and share those live feeds now. Have the 250th birthday limited edition run of awesome designs for this July 4th, 2026 coming up. And they're now available to ship to you as of today, Monday, June 15th, 2026, and they'll be available only through July. They're limited edition, and then that's it. And they fundraise for the broadcast. But I got to say, I'm very impressed with the designs that Bigley came up with. I was heavily involved in this, and the concepts like Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition with the Rattlesnake and the AR-15, Liberty or Death, 1776 to 2026. That is a really nice shirt. I designed this one. Very simple. America 250 years strong. And these are just very clean, Americana, high-quality fabric, very comfortable. Destroying Tyranny since 1776. I did that concept. These are very, very clean. I'm proud of these. I think these are shirts everybody would want to wear. I would certainly want to wear these. America, ride fast, live free. Just a classic Betsy Ross flag. 1776 free, They came up with that. I think that's pretty cool. Defund the deep state. That's pretty cool. I like that really clean one right there. 1776, 250 years of freedom. They designed that. Very clean, very nice. So you want nice, clean, patriotic apparel that, you know, won't get you stabbed by a liberal, but other patriots will know who you are. You're going to promote liberty and kind of identify who you are. It's fun to wear these shirts, I can tell you that right now. You kind of choose your own adventure. You wear an Alex Jones shirt, then you're really going to meet a lot of cool people, but you also might get a bottle smashed over your head. So, hundreds and hundreds of great designs from the Gulf of America to you name it. That's a good-looking shirt right there at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, five more minutes with Jake Lang at Jake Lang on X. Incredible up there with, over the days, thousands of people every day, hundreds, mainly blacks, some whites, attacking people, screaming, yelling, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to murder you, I'm going to kill this person, I'm going to kill that person. And he says, he deserves to hang. You know, he needs to hang if he's not found guilty. You know, I'll do a headshot if he's not. You know, that's incendiary. You can say it's a terroristic threat. But $1 million bond, they're all saying things 10 times more intense. None of them get in trouble. You can't have unjust weights and balances. You can't not charge people that are more intense and more clear because they're black and then throw the book at the white guy. But you know, I see dozens of these videos a day, like the street preacher yesterday, out there peacefully preaching in London. Black guys beat his brains basically out, split open his head, his temple. And then here come the cops, and they tackle him and take him to jail with the black people laughing at him. It's total two-tiered justice, and it's got to stop. So where do you see all this going? Because, you know, in general, it is a minority of the minority of blacks that are doing it, but they have bought into it, and the violence is intensifying. Our own reporter, you know, got they were both pled guilty, but it was the black guy shot him and bragged, you know, that he killed that. You know, killed that white man, made a rap song about it. They just killed our reporter, just shot him in the neck. And so I can, you know, tell you how close this is to me. And we see the crime, and most of it is against white people. It's open season on us because we're the devil and we deserve it. And I do agree with you that white people need to stand up, speak out, and not be politically correct and get the story straight that on average, we're one of the most peaceful, hardworking, good people. Unlike what the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and the feds have tried to say, claiming there's an epidemic of white people hunting down Asians. I mean, we all know that's just made up to cover up for black folks targeting Asians. And I'm not demonizing all black folks, but we have to stop cowering. Jake Lang.
We are in the middle of a social movement that is going to shape the next 100 years of our country. Will America be a Christian country? Will America be a white majority country 10, 20, 50 years down the road? That lays on our shoulders right now, Alex. And the movement the Crusaders are leading right now, which is my group, and we're going out and we're standing up against the Hindufication of Texas. We're standing up against a black degenerate culture that is completely brainwashing not only the blacks, but you see this, you know, we call them wiggers. You see this, you know, this amazing phenomenon where you have a whole entire generation of white people acting black and, you know, they're into the rap, they're into drug use, they're into the whole entire degenerate culture that comes with that scene. We need to save our children. We need to return America back to God's face. That's the whole entire movement that we're called the Crusaders for a reason, because we are advocating for Christian principles and a Christian country. And that is the antithesis to Hinduism, to Islam, to degenerate black, godless culture. Christian culture will save America. Finding our identity in Christ, knowing that we are a brave people forged from our ancestors in Europe. They came over here to find freedom, and we have that. Are we going to allow that to slip through our hands without a fight? Are we going to allow mass immigration and culture bedrock to literally steal our children's future? I, for one, will not, Alex. I will continue to stand. I will continue to stand for Henry Nowak, for Irina Seroussi, for Austin Metcalf, because their blood is crying out for brave brave men and for just men to stand up so that another white child is not victimized by some ceremonial knife-wielding ridiculous Sikh or some type of thugged-out black guy that just wants to kill a white person like we saw in Philadelphia. Three black men murdered a white child for his cell phone. We need to fix this. We need to address this. That's why, guys, if you want to get involved, shoot me a DM right now on Instagram, Jake Lang on X. Shoot me a message. I'll get your name, your number, and your city location. And we are coming to a city near you. And Alex, I have two words for you right now. Columbus, Ohio. That is the third largest Muslim population in the country. No one knows about it. The crusade is coming. We'll be leading a march in Columbus come next month. Please be there. I expect 10,000 Christians and white men to stand up with me before your land and your children's future is robbed from you. Thank you, Alex. God bless you guys. It's good to be home. Freedom isn't free, America.
All right, Jake Lang, say what you want about him. Man's got a lot of courage. Be safe there, buddy. We'll be right back with Tina Peters. Thank you, Jake. You can find him at Jake Lang on X. There it is.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
alexjoneslive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
I went down to the Mary Carter paint store. I said, give me one of them Smith & Wesson Magnum 44s. Cause there's a man that the law let loose and justice was not done. This man killed my wife and my only little son. I'll never forget the way he looked all through the trial. He had his big name lawyer and he had that smirky smile. Oh yeah, he got you off on a technicality. But you have to grow wings and fly to ever get away from me. Cause I got rights too. And this time there won't be no damn lawyers and systems to protect you.
All right, joining us is Tina Peters. What a hero. Demonized by the left, thrown into prison. They tried to kill her. And finally, she is out of prison. She, of course, was an election official, Mesa County clerk, did her job, documented the fraud. Of course, you have the Soros-appointed state-level controller that leaked all the codes to the voting machines right before. Just unbelievable. TinaPeters.us, real Tina Peters on X. Tina Peters, a Navy SEAL Gold Star mom and cancer survivor, is a former Mesa County clerk in Colorado whose career ended in high-profile conviction for election interference. Motivated by a desire to expose alleged voting irregularities, Peters authorized a forensic backup of the county's Dominion voting system server in 2021, allowing an associate of Mike Lindell unauthorized access to the election. This is what, you know, Wikipedia says. That was Lindell out there investigating, spent his whole fortune on this. These fights. In August 2024, a jury convicted Peters on 7 of 10 charges, including first-degree official misconduct, conspiracy to commit criminal impersonation, and attempting to influence a public servant. They want to send a message. You expose election fraud, we're going to throw your ass in prison like the UPS driver and the drivers for the Postal Service that found all the ballots filled out just for Joe Biden being brought into the state of Pennsylvania and other states. Now, October 24, she was sentenced to 9 years of incarceration, 8.5 years of state prison, followed by 6 months in jail. The presiding judge condemned her actions as a betrayal of public trust that caused immeasurable damage to election integrity, while Peters maintains her innocence. Of course, she's a hero, viewing herself as a whistleblower protecting election transparency. Tina Peters was released on parole on June 1st, 2026, after serving approximately 20 months of her 9-year sentence, thanks to pressure by the public and President Trump. Meanwhile, who should be in prison is the Colorado election monster, Secretary of State Gina Griswold, the Soros operative. So we'll talk about all this with her. I'm going to try to give her the floor. Beautiful lady at a beautiful place she's at right there. Wow, I wish I was there. She'll talk about prison life, the good, the bad, and the truth, President Trump, Governor Polis, and the commutation, and what's next, prison reform and election integrity with the midterms less than 5 months out. We couldn't have a better guest here. If we had more men and women like her, we wouldn't be in the dire straits we're in. So, Tina, thank you so much. We all salute you, and it's good to see you out of that hellhole.
I'm telling you, a hellhole it was. And Alex, thank you for having me on and shining light on all the problems with Colorado and across the country with our elections.
Thank you. You're the person that experienced it all. I kind of want to go back to the election and what you saw and what you really did, because I followed it versus what the corporate media said. And then the whole sham, you know, who the real bad guys were, obviously the Soros, Secretary of State, similar people like her, even the state tried to disqualify Trump off the ballot, a panel of judges. They tried it in Maine. I mean, these are the people openly trying to steal elections by taking Trump off the ballot, all the things they've done, the vindication now that it's come out of Venezuela and China, what they've done with the machines. I mean, you and Lindell and others are just totally vindicated, but the corporate media won't report on it. And then what prison was like, what it was like to finally get out, and then the upcoming midterm. Start wherever you'd like.
Well, you know, it all started. I was, as you said, I was a Gold Star mom. I stepped up to run for office because I thought I could reduce the 3.5 hour wait times, Alex, in our local. We'd had a building business for 32 years. And I said, I can fix that. Stepped up to do that, made a lot of changes in the clerk's office. Everything went well. Until I exposed that they were cheating in the elections. And it's interesting because out there, they say that, that it was because of the 2020 election. Trump won in our county. Our county was a very, what we considered a conservative county. He won in Mesa County. It was a municipal election. And this should scare everyone. It's a municipal election. When I pulled those records that night, because I was in charge of 5 divisions and elections was one of them. When I pulled those results that night, I said, there's no way. There's no way those people won. Nobody even knew them. One was appointed by Polis. One had come from California. Our hardworking candidates that had been out there with huge crowds lost, and people that no one knew won. And so I was suspicious because Gina Griswold, the person that you were just talking about, was coming in to do what they called a trusted build. Her staff and Dominion Voting Systems in a little over a month. And I said, you know, we have got to make sure we know what they're doing. I'd heard they were going to delete election records. And so I wanted to do a backup. A legal backup, which was just a preservation of election files before they came in and after they left, and compare the two. When they found out at Mike's symposium in August, so we did this in May, the press would have you to believe, Alex, that this was an unauthorized person. Well, this was a person. First, I went to the county and I asked for help. Nobody would help me. This was a person who was very qualified, had done work for the government in the cyber arena. And so he came in. It was my call to have him in according to the law. I was elected by the people to bring in anyone that I wanted to oversee the elections and to make a backup of the records. So, as soon as they found out, that they had been exposed. There were 29,000 vital election records of the 2020 and the 2021 election that were deleted. There were parts made in China. There were modems inside the equipment. So many things that it took three separate reports. One released in September of 2021, one released and the other two released in March of 2022. When this came out, I took it to the first one. I took it to the DA. I took it, made the commissioners aware of it. And all they did was come after me with force. Ended up taking the machines, seizing the machines, and John Polis, who is the president of Dominion, came in and told the county that they had to buy new machines, and that the county ended up signing a 6-year extension to the contract. So all of this has been to shut me up about what we found in the Mesa County reports, 1, 2, and 3 that are on my website.
How frustrating was it to sit there in prison? Because I followed the case. I knew the details, obviously not as much as you, but I knew the facts. To have them totally misrepresent what you did while you had this Soros operative at the state level that gave away the code keys right before to the machines for whatever reason and was involved in all these cover-ups and then them coming after you for documenting the fraud. How frustrating was that?
That was, here's what happened, because we know every time there was an election, and I would see it on, cause I did get Fox News. That's about all I got in prison, you know, after buying my $300 tiny TV. So I was watching Fox News, and when Mondami, was out there, and I said, he's going to win. Spamberger, I said, she's going to win 51%. It's going to happen. And I mean, it wasn't like I had a crystal ball. I know what these machines are capable of doing. So I was just like a horse at a starting gate going, why aren't they bringing out the information that we've already proven? Jenna Griswold should be in prison. Right now, she's for the highest attorney in the state of Colorado, for AG. And she is, her ads are saying that she credits herself with putting me in prison. So it was very frustrating. And we tried to get, during the trial, they denied 41 motions by my attorneys. 41 motions. They would not allow due process. They violated my First Amendment right to speak. The judge sentenced me to such a harsh sentence because of my view on voting machines. And they would not let us use the U.S. code that says it was my duty federally to preserve election records. Because the supremacy clauses should have never been prosecuted in a state court. So it was very frustrating. But let me tell you about Jenna Griswold. Besides running for Secretary of State, I ran against her in 2022. Even after all this was found out, I said, I've got to run right into the belly of this beast. So I ran for her office after we discovered all this and announced I was running for office on February 14th on Steve Bannon's show. And just a week or so later, they indicted me. I kept running. In 4 months, I raised more money than the other two opponents and actually won the primary. When I went to have the recount, because we knew that we saw votes flipping. Alex, we could see, our cyber experts could see votes flipping from one person to the other. And when we asked for a recount, she did it illegally. She said in the law, it says that they have to compare what the machine said to a hand count of sampling of the ballots. And she completely ignored that. She completely ignored the HAVA law that Peter Berninger just put out about a week ago, a lawsuit against Jenna for accepting federal funds and violating voters' rights. So this woman is a bad, you're right, she's a Soros operative. She's put in there, and she's going to win if we don't get these machines. And I've told President Trump this. He called me. I'm very grateful, and we can talk about that. But I said, why is no one talking about this? So we're going to be able to talk, and I'm very grateful for that.
Well, let's go back, because you know more about it than I do, and I'm going from memory. about some of the shenanigans she's pulled in the state. I mean, in my view, she's the one that should be under investigation, indicted, and in prison. She's a known Soros operative, just like in Michigan, all over. It's the same story over and over again, the things they pull, and some of the things she did in the 2020 election.
Yeah. So it's interesting that the woman that was running against me for Secretary of State was, her name was Pam Anderson. If that sounds familiar, her mother-in-law was Norma Anderson, the one that filed the lawsuit against Trump to keep Trump off the ballot. And she was also, Pam was also the head of CTCL, remember, Center for Tech and Civic Life, back when, Zuckerberg was putting all this money, into places to elect Joe Biden. I don't know.
$400 plus million.
Yes. $480 million or something like that. So these are people that are known criminals and need to be in prison. I like that. That's a nice picture.
I like this silly stuff.
And that guy right there, the guy that you were just showing, Alex, right there beside her, Matt Crane, he's head of the Colorado County Clerks Association. So over 64 counties, he's the one that advises them and supposed to be the liaison, yes, between Jenna. His wife has worked for Smartmatic and Dominion for over 2 decades. So tell me there's not some, something going on there, exactly. So it's, and then.
I'm so, this stuff is so serious. I joke around a little bit so I don't go crazy.
I know. Well, you have to laugh because it gets so ridiculous. I mean, there's so much.
Here we are. Partial voting systems passwords were exposed on Colorado Secretary of State's website. Well, oh, I'm sure that's just an honest mistake.
No. No, they were all of them on, and see, I got, so when you were talking about the charges against me, so, influencing a public servant, you know, the felony four that I got, that I was charged with, one of the felonies that accounted for my 9 years was influencing a public servant. Do you know who that public servant was?
Tell us.
It was the guy sitting there. Deleting 29,000 election records off the server that I swore an oath to Colorado and an oath to the,
And US aren't you Congress. Supposed to keep, yeah. I forget state and federal laws, like 2 to 4 years. Aren't you supposed to keep records? And didn't they later themselves, once they got statewide, destroy a bunch of evidence?
Oh, yes. So, well, that's what they did. So what they did was they went in and destroyed the evidence of the 2020 election. Off the server. And we have the proof, Alex. We have the images. They're unalterable, images that were that point of time on the election server. And then after they left that point of time. So we have the proof when you compare the two. And, you know, I encourage everyone to go on tinapeters.us, go and read the Mesa County reports 1, 2, and 3. You can just read the executive summary and it will blow your mind. What we have proof of. So why isn't this person, these people in prison?
That's right. Everybody should go to your site right now. Invaluable information, tinapeters.us. Obviously, they threw you in prison to send a message to any other election officials that would dare do what you've done. And now others we learn have as well and whistleblown and things have been a little more careful or not as bold as you, which you weren't being bold. You're doing your job. But obviously, they want to send a message to scare other people, but more importantly, they wanted to lock you up as a witness, didn't they, to discredit you and try to shut down you being able to testify. How soon until you're testifying before Congress? Because obviously, that's what we need to hear.
Well, and you know, that's what I'm waiting. I'm asking why isn't the information Tulsi Gabbard has? Why hasn't that been released? You know, it was last year where she said, we have more than enough information. And proof on the election machines to bring charges. Where are the charges? Why is nothing happening? And so that's what I'm seeking to find out. And, you know, we have the evidence. We have the people that actually did it. You know, and then you can go back to, and I'm sure you've probably covered this, go back to the whistleblowers out of Venezuela that worked under Hugo Chavez and Maduro. And so now we have Delcy, Rodriguez as the president down there. She was the head of CNE who was the people that conduct the elections and those elections. I don't know how much you've talked to your your supporters about this, but this has been a huge election scheme where people have risked their lives to come forward, to be whistleblowers, in what's been going on in 72 countries around the world. There were files on my machine from the Philippines, from, you know, sometime you, it would be good to have Mark Cook on so he can show you. He has the image of the Mesa County server on his computer, and he can show you without passwords or anything how easy it was to get in, how easy it is to get in and flip the vote. And you can do it in just minutes.
Yes, I've had, Peter Ticton on, who's really helped you a lot, a great guy, Trump confidant lawyer. We've had on Patrick Byrne and a bunch of others, and it's very cut and dry. And I talked to people that were in the cabinet meetings. Oh, this was back in November of last year, so about 8 months ago, 9 months ago, who were in the cabinet meeting, and they were actually defending Susie Wiles. They're like, no, Susie Wiles is running it. Trump came in for a lot of it. Vance was there, and they said, no, we've got the proof. It's all true. The Chinese ran it through Taiwan, through Venezuela. They're doing it in over 100 countries. And we're going to start releasing all the stuff in January. And then basically a little bit came out, but then it just stopped. Tulsi raided Georgia. And so we know this. And I mean, the president was given a presentation saying it's all true, sir. What Mike Lindell and all his experts say, what, you know, Tina Peters said, Trump's like, I want on that. And then now they've put the deputy communist dictator in who helped run all this in a deal after we got rid of Maduro. And you've got Todd Blanche up there, the Democrat Party operative, and everything has just come to a screeching halt, I'm told by my DOJ sources.
Yes, yes. And why? Well, who is clogging up the works? The only thing that I can make any, because here we have elections going on that have been going on right now. And now you look at Mondami, he's getting all kinds of people that are his followers are getting elected. You know, that's not an accident. Nobody wants to vote for a communist. I'm sorry. You know, we still are a nation of patriots. And, 1% of the people that are rebel rousers and evil people do not represent our
country.
You're
totally right. Mondami is literally a communist Islamicist. He's now the kingmaker, not just in New York. And notice, magically, Republican money and even AIPAC money can beat Massey, but nobody can beat these blue cities because it's well known. It's fraud run. And now the hardcore communists have control of the Democrat machine. They're taking over the party. If you thought Schumer was bad and all that, no, they're bringing even a worse crew. And you're absolutely right. And so the left is digging in, putting in hardcore communists to try to counter our populist awakening.
Yes, it's happening. And that's what's so frustrating for me. You ask why, you know, about prison. Every day I would get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I would start working towards, you know, all of the elections and making this right. And still continuing from there to save this country. I mean, Apollo was on doing my shows. I have such a team of supporters. And of course, the news about me being wrongly incarcerated it's done the opposite to what they hoped to do, which was silence me and kill the message. It has put the message forward. But this is, we're in dire straits. We have to stand up and stop these people from being elected. And the foundations of our country, you know this, Alex, the foundations are the elections, because we wouldn't have these people making these crazy rules. I'll give you a good example. Ed Solomon and my team has uncovered over 200 records. I don't want to get too much ahead of the cart here, but because it's not out yet, but we have proof that of what they're doing with the votes. Let me give you an example. In Arapahoe County, Colorado, supposedly Republicans voted to raise our taxes, our property taxes. When you go through and you look on how people voted, they voted sanely on everything else. And then all of a sudden the Republicans said, oh, you know, we think we want higher taxes. There were some other issues on that ballot. So it's not just officials that are being selected. There are ballot issues. You know, legalization of this or that and the other, legalization of abortion, we've found. Every person that believes that abortion is not a human right, that it is a human violation, should be outraged that they're using these machines and these fraudulent elections to make abortion legal.
Absolutely. And let's talk about it when we come back on the other side with a true American hero. She is. And courage is contagious. Hopefully it spreads. Tina Peters is our guest. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we are listener and viewer supported. It's very simple at thealexjonesstore.com. You back us. You fund us. You are everything. And we bring you the very best products, the very best supplements, the very best water filtration systems, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best knives, silver coins, you name it, so that you get a great product and empower yourself while at the same time empowering yourself and free humanity against the globalists. So, a lot of new things at thealexjonesstore.com. Look at these belts. They are super comfortable. They are incredible high quality. They are so durable. They'll last a lifetime. And the way they're designed is something special. So I paid like $75 a year or so ago for a similar belt. And I told Bigley, I like this type of belt. Why don't you get these? They got belts even better than the one I bought about a year ago that I love. And they're selling them for $39 right now. That is a big discount out of the gates at thealexjonesstore.com. Premium nylon tactical belt. This is the premium nylon tactical belt available now at thealexjonesstore.com for only $39.99. It's built from heavy-duty nylon webbing with a smooth automatic ratchet buckle. No holes, no guessing, no too tight or too loose. You get a perfect micro-adjustable fit whether you're working, carrying, driving, sitting at your desk, or on the move. And we've got them in three editions. On the buckle is a little cross, a 1776 edition, and Alex Jones signature edition, making it original and special. It's all black, tactical, clean, durable, and built for everyday use. It's murdered out. It's off black. And right now it's only $39 at thealexjonesstore.com. They are premium. They look great. They have knocked it out of the park with this product. Get yours today and also buy gifts for friends and family and know you're fighting the tip of the spear in the fight against tyranny. Also, Bigley knocked it out. Highest rating level with the carbon filters, beautiful, highest grade stainless steel for lower price than other systems that aren't even as good. We're so proud of this. The first group sold out. More coming in about a week and a half. So get your order in now to make sure it's ahead of the line. Those are now available. This is platinum level, gravity fed, water filtration, and it makes this operation possible. Multi-tested by top companies to take out hundreds and hundreds of bad chemicals and non-detectable levels, the atrazine, the glyphosate, all of it. You should do this for your family. Do this for yourself. It's a big 3-gallon system. It's amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And then we have the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Some of the designs are the best. Some of them are okay. I'll just be honest. Some of the designs I come up with are okay. But I came up with the concepts of these new shirts. Limited edition, 250th anniversary of America, July 4th, special edition. So it's sold through the middle of June, through July, and then we're not going to sell these t-shirts anymore. They look so good, they'll probably come with another variant or something. But these are limited edition, Liberty or Death, 1776, 2026. They came up with that. I love it. The simple one I came up with, America, 250 years strong, nice, simple, clean, kind of got like a polo look to it. Look at that one. Destroying Tyranny since 1776. Gadsden flag on the Betsy Ross flag. I came up with that design. I'm really proud of these. They're very clean. You'll meet a lot of like-minded people wearing these. Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. I designed that bad boy. They designed the 1776, 250 years of freedom. Oh, I love the one they designed with the brass knuckles, 1776 free. Defund the deep state. That's all their designs. America, ride fast, live free. They designed that. Ball caps as well. All limited edition. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And to keep us on the air, take action now. Big Brother hates it when you fund the tip of the spear. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Something like 75% of Congress are lawyers. I'm not on some attack lawyer jag. You know, you need good lawyers to counter bad lawyers, but What we need is, like Thomas Jefferson said, is farmers and doctors and engineers and shopkeepers and, you know, normal people that know the real world. And, you know, you got Tina Peters, who sees 3-hour lines at the local voting, so she gets involved, runs for office, becomes the election official, gets in there, sees corruption, does her job, demonized, thrown in prison. And I was so angry watching him still 2020, and I've been involved in elections, and, you know, would see Pat Buchanan getting 60% of the vote at the downtown tabulation center when I was, you know, in a senior in high school the first time he ran, and then in college, volunteering, putting out his street signs. And I would run around to the different sites where they're putting in the Scantrons. I said, are you getting the majority of Pat Buchanan? They go, yeah. They announced the winner at 3 a.m., and Buchanan has less than 10%. And I'm like, it's fraud. I saw it. And then it came out later, Travis County got caught. I went and complained at a later election, years later. The state still certified the election, even though they admitted the quote, anomalies. So I'm already really frustrated about this. And then she's a smart, amazing lady, and you know she's innocent, so it adds insult to injury, making it even more personal to everybody. And so I feel like I know her. It's surreal here talking to her, and Trump championing getting her out, so many others did, and just to know what she's gone through. And then I just say, after, you know, her son dying in combat and the Gold Star mom, and then beating cancer and being in prison for years, she still looks amazing. I'm like, draft her for governor. These are the type of people that we need to get engaged. And if more people like her did do this, we would save the country much quicker, though we've turned the tide. So we've got about 20 minutes left. Oh, it's such an honor to have you. I want you to go wherever you want now with all of this, with what's next, prison reform and election integrity, the midterms coming up, what prison life was like. Elaborate on that. How were you treated? And, you know, how does your faith in God, you know, obviously get you through this? President Trump, Governor Polis, and the computation. So I'm going to just shut up and give you the floor. It's amazing to have you here. Everything you want to tell people that you wanted to say when you were in prison, or, you know, you go on Fox, but it just turns into a 5-minute soundbite. You can really talk to millions of people right now and really give them an idea of where we stand, because I see you as a major leader in this fight, and we salute you. I think you're muted, Tina. Maybe unmute yourself. It's okay. Go ahead. Yeah, did we mute her? Is she muted on our end?
There. Can you hear me?
There you go. Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. Start over.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Thank you, Alex. You're bold, and that's what I appreciate about you. You don't mince words. You get it out there, and I think that's, you know, that's the problems of some of the media, you know, and Fox. I mean, there's certain things they won't talk about. And so shows like yours that just, you know, provoke people to bring the truth out, I really appreciate it. So, with what I want people to understand, and this is people look at me now and they go, oh, well, if I was just Tina Peters, I could have done this or that. I was a nobody. I was just someone that stepped up to fix the 3.5-hour wait times at Motor V. You know, I had skills. I had things that I felt that I could put to use to help the people in my county. And I think that's the most important thing. If you have a heart for people, when I was being prepared for trial and I had a really tough attorney that was going to step in and be the DA, right? He was going to be the DA didn't try my case. A lot of people don't know that. It was the attorney general sent two of his best attorneys in to actually conduct the trial. And Phil Weiser, he's running for governor. We can't let that guy get in as governor either. He's another Soros and Obama person. But that aside, I just want to say that if you will stand up and do, you know, the Bible says that because you've been faithful in small things, I will give you governance over much. And so and you want to hear at the end of your life, well done, good and faithful servant. I would have never expected when I put my hand up and said, I can do that. I can fix this. And then what happened after that, Alex, was almost, once I raised my hand and I said, God, okay, I will do this. I will make the sacrifice to do this. Then things started being put in place, decisions that I had to make. And if you can be swayed by money, power, position, or fear, you can be compromised. People, if people will make that measure against themselves, if you can be swayed by money, power, position, or fear. And there's a lot of people that aren't swayed by money, power, and position necessarily, but they're afraid and they won't get out there and just start and do the things and then let God guide you through it. So prison was horrible, as you can imagine. I was targeted. At first, I was in jail. There's a difference between jail and prison. And a lot of people say I was in jail. I was in jail. I was in two different jails. When I was in Mesa County Jail, I was still doing my shows. And I was caught. I was speaking out about the injustices in the county jail. All of a sudden, after 2 months, at 4 o'clock in the morning, they came to my cell and said, "Pack up." Wouldn't tell me where I was going. I said, "Well, I'm not going anywhere until you tell me where I'm going." Fine, because I just wouldn't move. I said, "I'm going to make a phone call. Phone's not on." "Well, I'm not leaving." So finally, they told me, "You're going to Larimer County," and I thought, "Oh, well, that's great. Get out of here. You know, anything's better than this." So they sent me to another county on a courtesy hold. That's what it was. And then they extended my sentence another 60 days over. That was another illegal thing they did to me. 60 days passed when I should have been there. So then from there, I kept doing my show and I was calling people out, and I was like a hot potato. There have been women in there that had tried to get to prison, because prison, it has a few more advantages, but it's prison. It's better than jail because it's set up for the longevity, but it is not good either. But a lot of women had waited like 14 months just to get to prison, right? There's only two prisons in Colorado that are women's prisons. There are no minimum prisons in Colorado for women. So there are, I was in with people who were, that became friends of mine that had done atrocious things. Shot their boyfriend in the face and killed their children. You go on and on and on. I mean, terrible, terrible things. Chopped up their, you know, a person and put them in bags and disposed of the bodies. And I mean, this was prison. This was real prison. So, when it came time for me to be released, these other people have been waiting 14 months. I said, "I guarantee you, they want to get rid of me. It's going to be the day that my time is up here. They're going to get me on there," because the prison was full. No place to put people. So they're keeping them in jail. Sure enough, the first transport out, I was sent to prison. When I got there, the woman that ran the prison, it wasn't the warden. The warden had given her all this power. She was evil. She had devil statues in her office. She got the word that, you know, to just torment me terribly. And she did. Anything that I tried to do, she would thwart. I was thrown in the hole for, five times. The last one was the fifth time, but that was when I was getting ready to get out. Anything she could do to make my life miserable. So I learned the laws of the prison. So I would have my attorneys bring in the ARs, the administrative regulations. And then I tell people, I say, you know, they can't put you in the hole for months like they're doing. As a matter of fact, in Colorado, Amendment A was passed in 2018, and it said that they can't force people to work, prisoners to work. And they've been doing it for 8 years. Inmates just now won their lawsuit, and the prison just doesn't know what to do about them because they can't punish them anymore. So prisoners knowing their rights, but I went from personal suffering to more purpose. And I saw in prison, what I saw made me more determined. You know, the treatment that these people, the abuse of solitary confinement, the, not having a voice, they're just hidden away. And then the officers know they can treat them however they want. So I started educating them, and I said, you know, there's certain rules. I mean, I don't know if you saw it on the internet, because that wicked woman put it out right away, but a woman punched me, and you couldn't see that part on camera. And I was able to get my arm up in front of my face like this, and she hit my arm, had a huge bruise for weeks. But they charged me with assault. And so I went to work, and I beat both of the assault and unauthorized absence. I was in a place they said I shouldn't have been, which I would, and I beat them. I appealed them and that sort of thing. But they put me in the hole for that.
So this is the type of a communist style persecution trying to get you on something else, obviously knowing you're innocent, throwing you into prison, and you know, before that, did they hold you the whole time for trial?
They held me for 2 weeks. So, one of the officers went by and I said her name. I said, so how long are they going to keep me up here? And where's the other girl that hit me? Well, she got out on parole 2 weeks later. So, they said, well, you know, it could be months. It could be a month or two. And I looked at her and said, you know, they can't keep me longer than it was 14 days. And she goes, you know, your rights. And I said, yeah, I do. See, they treat these women like they're ignorant, you know, like, but they don't, you know, there's no resources for them. So those kind of things, you know, the medical care was atrocious until we started. So I started having the women write down their testimony, what it was in the prison that was not, oh yeah, that's it. Okay. So when, I'm pulling this in February. You might wonder why in February there is a swamp cooler. It's because my cell was 91 and 95.6 degrees. So I'm pulling that in there. This girl gets mad at me, comes in, throws, you'll see her lean in, throws the punch, and I grab her arm that she punched me with and I push her back, until she releases and then I push away and go on. But they just showed that part. They didn't show the part, that people could see from the other direction of her punching me. And then I walked off. So they wanted to show that I was a lawbreaker. You know, that's what they wanted to show before the trial as well, that I was a lawbreaker. You know, for me, the fight still goes on as far as transparency, whether it's in prison. There's another thing in prison that is, to me, it is such a, abuse of the rights of the inmates there. They provide them this drug called Suboxone. And there was a officer that left the prison. A lot of the officers left under that captain's, you know, administration. And she says, Tina, when you get out, she says, tell President Trump about Suboxone. Suboxone is a drug that they use. They tout it as getting people off of drugs. Well, the perfect time to get people off of drugs is when they go to prison because they're stuck there for a while. But what they do is they give them this drug. They get dependent on this drug. They can't stop it. And they won't titer them down, you know, little by little. They'll increase it 90 days before they get out. So then they keep that cycle of being addicted. And I believe it might be a federal. I need to check more into it. It may be a federal program.
It is. It's just like the methadone scam. So it basically keeps you addicted while you're in prison.
It's terrible. I mean, even in jail, they would bring people in and then let them dry out, you know, check on them, keep them in an area where they could make sure they're not ODing. Then they would, let them dry out. Then they'd put them in general population and then they would put them back on the drugs, you know? So this is a terrible thing. And I know it has to do with money. Prisons are, they're in business.
It's all about who gets the contracts.
Yes. They're using these people as human sacrifices. And it has to stop.
Well, I'm impressed that you're not just focused on your plight or even on the election fraud, but what you witnessed in the prisons as well. But let's get back to the midterms coming up because you're dialed into the, you know, community that's got their ear to the ground. Trump's tried to get reforms. He's tried to get the DOJ to take action. There's been some action. Now we have this non-native born judge trying to block Trump on voter ID. It doesn't look good. Doesn't look like they got anything in place to really deflect any of the fraud. We've seen the same old games coming out in these other elections around the country. What's your view on the upcoming elections?
I think if we don't do something to get these foreign made machines with it, I mean, a vendor, Alex, should not have that much control and that much secrecy over machines that counter votes. For people
that don't know, they say it's proprietary code. They come in these key elections, always where it's close, and they come in, the technicians, and do weird stuff and won't say what they did. For people that don't know, describe what happens.
Well, in Mesa County, what we found, and they're in the reports, when the ballots would go in, it gets a little complicated probably for the last few minutes we have on the show, but it goes in and it creates another database and it changes the vote on the image. So when they say, well, we'll show you the images, you know, they don't show you the ballots. They show you the images and those are electronically changed, using an adjudication tool, that decides what the machine decides what that voter meant. It's a tool that they use, but they abuse it. There's other ways that it's being done as well. But, you know, Mark Cook is a great, I mean, there's some, interviews that I've done with Mark Cook on my show and that Apollo have done, on my show, on my website that would educate people on the mechanics of how that's done. And of course, then we have the mail-in ballots that once the machines, you know, monkey up the vote, insert votes, then they have to go get the ballots. And then that's why you see at the end of election, we can call it, but all the ballots aren't in yet, you know, cause they have to do that to cover the call that they made.
Well, you've got the receipts on your website, tinapeters.us, and your show's excellent. I tune in on a routine basis, see clips of it online, but
thank you.
Peter Tickham was on a few months ago and I saw this even in some of the local news. You had a candidate down in San Antonio where he right away asked for the votes. They mess up and give him the actual votes. And then he sees the same people voting over and over again. Then he goes back to him. They go, oh, no, that was a mistake. Here's the new version. It's the same thing. It gave him an image. So they run this game the same everywhere.
That's right. I believe that President Trump should do an executive order to ban electronic voting machines across the nation because they are made in foreign countries. They do have vulnerabilities. We showed that ours had 36 wireless devices, Alex, in the voting system. 36 wireless devices. It was able to communicate. Anybody could have communicated through a cell phone.
And then they'll go on the news and say, Tina Peters is crazy. Mike Lindell is nuts. I'm sure you saw last year they defaulted him, the federal judge, meaning he's guilty already for a civil lawsuit with Smartmatic, even though Smartmatic's getting indicted and settling and admitting all this stuff. And the judge just said, you never showed proof that these machines could be remotely accessed, but never let Lindell show proof, even though the damn things plug into a wall and have wireless phones in them on record that the companies admit they access in their own statements, but they say it's proprietary. And the judge just said, nope, these computers are siloed, which they're the opposite of. I mean, it's like saying dolphins don't live in the ocean. Trees don't have, you know, green leaves. I mean, Dobermans aren't black. You're not wearing a pink jacket. I mean, it's just they lie to your face with the most obvious stuff.
They know what they're doing and they do it anyway. It's kind of like, okay, you know, come after me. We've already, you know, and I'm speaking for them. We've already captured all the judges, all the DAs through the Soros, you know, all the Secretary of States, you know, this was a Soros plan from many years ago. I believe started in 2013, probably before that. I know the voting machine, fraud was, in Venezuela. And Hugo Chavez bragged that he was going to put a black president in. So this goes back, and even the Democrats will tell you they know that the machines cheat. You know, they're on my on the movie Selection Code that's on my website. There is a Kamala Harris and all these people saying that the voting machines can be hacked out of their own mouth. So they're just using it to their advantage and no one is stopping them. So I believe
exactly. There are hour long compilations. And I know when they were trying to impeach Trump over election stuff that Trump was getting ready with these compilations, just like compilations of Democrats calling for attacking the Capitol. And then when they showed that in the impeachment, they shut up real quick around the J6 commission. But you can show hour long compilations of them back to the year 2000. Saying these machines are a fraud, they're accessing them, and showing hackers coming in and breaking in just 30 seconds. And then meanwhile, with Mike Lindell, they go, you're defaulted. when you have a jury trial, it's how guilty you are. Same thing was done with me with Sandy Hook. Never even really talked about it. Never did these things. Nobody. They said, you're defaulted. Then had a show trial with all, with where I couldn't counter their evidence. And now Mike Lindell, they're going forward to further destroy him. And I guess it's going to trial soon and saying, he's probably going to win governor. He's ahead, saying he's a liar. No one can access these machines. It's like saying the gasoline was not, you know, in a 57 Chevy. I mean, a lay person knows that's not true. The whole point is these are computers.
That's right. That's right. And we don't have control over them. The people that are elected to protect the vote cannot do so because they can't see what the machine is doing. No one can.
Incredible.
And I think that has to stop.
Incredible.
It has to stop.
Well, we've got to get you back on the broadcast. Have you been contacted by Congress? Are they going to have hearings?
You know, not yet. I haven't. I am going to Washington this week. So we'll see what comes of that. And, you know, my case is right now in the Colorado Supreme Court. So let's just hope they don't provoke another 9-0 SCOTUS ruling. And they have the sanity to overturn my case. They have to be able to let you present a defense. They cannot keep you from 41 motions that prove your innocence.
That's right. I should have added, they didn't let you put a defense on either. This is the thing they do now.
No, they don't. They don't. They convinced
Remember,
the jury
Trump couldn't
that,
put on a defense with a panel of judges that took him off the ballot in Colorado. I mean, these people are just out of control.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, we've got more information coming out all over the country. You can access it on the website, you know, at tinapeters.us. I won't give up. I won't give in and I won't back down.
You're incredible. Well, listen, I know you're busy, but when you get more information, more unfolds, promise you'll visit us from time to time, as we accelerate towards the midterms. God bless you, tinapeters.us. What a resource in the fight. 'Cause we can't save the elections. We have nothing. You are fighting the most important, theater that we've got to take this country back. Thank you so much.
God bless. Thank you, Alex.
That's an incredible lady. That's a hero right there. Man, I like her a lot. Must be like my mom. Looks like her, too. Scary looks like her. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. It's that simple. You want somebody to fight for you? I'm going to keep fighting no matter what. But I can't do it without your support, and I make it easy to support us. Ultimate Power, that's the name Bigley gave it. It's kind of out of control, but it really is the strongest, cleanest, energy, concentrated, vitamin, mineral, super nutrient, combo, souped-up system there is, pre-workout, post-workout, whatever you want to call it. It's even better than Turbo Force that was so incredibly powerful. I told him, I said, I want a new Turbo Force. I'd already reformulated Turbo Force once, so it's Turbo Force Plus. Once you do that, you can't say Plus Plus, because every time you formulate by regulations, you got to change the name. So it's Ultimate Power. A lot of the same stuff was in Turbo Force, but even stronger and a bunch of other stuff. I'm not going to go through everything that's in it. Go read about it on the website. Look up all the stuff that's in it. You're going to be blown away, or just get a canister of it. It's like a 2-month supply in here. It's a tiny little scoop each day. This thing is heavy. This is filled to the brim. There's no additives, no fillers. This is clean, focused energy with all these nutrients that boost it in your cells. It's so good for you. Be careful when you first take it. It's really strong. TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's back in stock. Everything sold out. 30% off. And tonight's the last night. Buy one ultramethylene blue and get one free. Get T3 up to 50% off. It's a 2-week sale, but every 3 days we change what the buy one, get one free is. There's a bunch of other discounts as well. Check it all out. Limited edition, 250-year anniversary, July 4th, Patriot Apparel, and more at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Hour number 4, straight ahead.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are. But don't despair. We found a solution. Follow me. I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Real time, uncensored, unstoppable.
We're about to break massive
AlexJonesLive.com.
Massive news in
Take
5 minutes.
A stand.
Stay with
Share
us.
Share the link.
Share the link now. That's a massive news.
You better believe you got
one. We're going to the studio. Stay with us.
Terminamos practicando matando.
practicing killing.
Share the links! AlexJonesLive.com!
Alex Jones is back. The info war continues at AlexJonesLive.com. And you can follow us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show Live. Plus, you can download the app, AlexJonesApp.com. So check it out now and let the deep state globalists know we will never be silenced. Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here, and he's not f***ing leaving.
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies, issues of no significance, and classism, and statism, and all the rest of those in control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure, something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Hi, folks. I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites.
Oh,
look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch, the communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the AlexJonesStore.com.
What does .com mean?
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining us on this live Wednesday global transmission. We're down in the interview studios here at the Alex Jones Network. We've got bigger, newer studios also being built as well, thanks to all your support at thealexjonesstore.com and by following our news site, alexjoneslive.com. You are the power of this transmission. Never forget that. You're not part of it. You are it. So let that sink in. My son, who's been on air with us off and on for 13 years since he was 10 years old, does his own show and his own platform, but the Gray Zone. But he's here with us for the hour. I was talking to him yesterday. He's got some expertise in some areas we're going to get into in the last 20 minutes that deals with science that I'm not as up as on as him. He's really into chemistry that we're going to be discussing coming up. But let me just tell you what we have. I had Tina Peters on last hour, and normally with news this big, I would have been mentioning next hour it's coming up, but I was so riveted by that amazing lady. I didn't tell you. We have a bizarre development in Palm Beach Pete that I don't think is Jeffrey Epstein. Okay. I had a guest on that thinks that. Jesse on Fire. He is a great guy. But the teeth look the same. He looks about 95% the same. He's in Palm Beach. I think he was trolling people, but now he says he's getting a DNA test and the government got involved and said they're not allowing it because of DNA discrepancies. What? I have official letters. I mean, this is getting weirder and weirder. Looks like some larger psyop. We're going to hit that briefly. Then Nick Fuentes on Monday, when Tucker Carlson came out and said he's leaving the Republican Party after 30 plus years, Nick said, I think he'll still endorse J.D. Vance. I think this is a fraud. Well, I like Nick, but that's kind of a straw man. They're good friends, Tucker and obviously the vice president. And just because you're done with the Republican Party doesn't mean you don't support certain candidates. I mean, if Tulsi Gabbard, you know, ran as a Democrat, I'd probably vote for her, RFK Jr., but they've come to the Republican Party. Doesn't mean the Republican Party's perfect. They thought it was better than the Democrats. At that time, I agreed, and I still do. So we'll get to that clip of Nick, because it's really a straw man. And, of course, his prediction came true, because obviously I'm going to ask that question. Hey, well, we don't want the neocon in there. We don't want Marco Rubio. So obviously, wouldn't we go for J.D. Vance? He said, of course, you know, I'll be endorsing J.D. Vance unless somebody even better comes along. And he put to bed that he's going to run for president. So that happened. And then we have more. I have hundreds of these videos in Pride Month. But another teacher saying, I secretly brainwashed the kids to become, quote, gay. That's pedophilia, folks, whether it's heterosexual, homosexual, elementary, middle students, trying to confuse them, sexualize them early, and then put them into this cult. We're going to get to that. And then the really big news that ties into that cult, federal-sponsored programs through state governments to sterilize mosquitoes, to sterilize trout, mountain fish, stream fish, feminize mammal species, to collapse their populations with very chemicals they're putting in our food and water. They're putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay, make them asexual, make them feminize. Pity the lonely brook trout. How to stop an invasion with one genetic trick, Colorado Sun. We'll be getting to that. There's going to be none of these trout anymore because they've decided to genetically engineer them and release baby fish that are only male, that only produce males. There's a thousand ways to do this, and they do it with one steroid. It's very inexpensive, one steroid alone. So we're going to be getting into estradiol coming up and how similar it is to atrazine. With my son, Rex Jones, host, co-host of The Gray Zone. We'll give you all his websites, and I'll follow him on X as well.
Well, but, I mean, really quick to interject there, I remember being, you know, not even 10 years old, being like 7, 8 years old, and watching you talk about these things in the show and getting fascinated with them, and the environmental toxins, the forever chemicals, were the things that initially got me into caring about politics, because I was like, why doesn't the government protect us and, in fact, gives us all these toxic things? So just really crazy we're talking about the same thing today. Nothing has really been done. I mean, we get RFK Jr. and other types of people that do signaling on it, but then they say the glyphosate is a matter of national security. So.
Well, I know how to read studies and reports, interview scientists, but in the last few years you've come on the show, because I know since you were like 15, you were really into chemistry and reading adult chemistry books. I know nothing about the actual technical stuff of it at any advanced level, but I've had scientists and doctors that have heard you on the show, and they go, your son really knows his stuff on chemistry. So that's one of the reasons I brought you in today after we were studying this in the last few days. And we got another story we're going to hit in the last 15 minutes. So stay with us.
Sure.
Stay with us for that. But before we hit all this, I said, bring some stuff you want to cover.
Yes.
Very interesting. Netanyahu's admitted this. So the Secretary of State, that Israel on February 28th struck first, drug us in because we knew our bases would be hit. I don't agree with that, but that's what Trump did. The point is, Israel's in the driver's seat.
Right.
Now Trump says stop trying to be in the driver's seat. There's a real split.
And this is a pattern of behavior, too. That's what's demonstrated there. That's Netanyahu bragging about the June 2025 war last year.
Yes, exactly. So you brought to my attention, Netanyahu just came out in the Times of Israel, a bunch of the publications, and because they're battling about who the boss is here, Trump or Netanyahu. I never asked Trump for permission to strike Iran last year during Midnight Hammer, so he was going to hit first. And so, and they were shooting missiles at each other. And so, then Trump then piggybacked on the back of that. And here's Netanyahu, we'll do an overhead shot. Here's Netanyahu bragging about all of this.
Right.
In everybody's face.
And I believe that's Times of Israel as well. I mean, they're quite open about it and their ability to manipulate our president or various administrations or our Congress to do these things, right? And the thing that I'm tired of hearing is that when we get Ben-Gavir who comes out there and says, like, burn all of Lebanon and whatnot, when we talk about that, somehow we become, like, bad, hateful people. No, it's hateful to not talk about it, right? It's hateful to not deliver that news. And when another nation takes us to war, not just once, as we saw on February 28th, but twice, perhaps even more times, look back in history, I just think that's unacceptable, don't you?
It's beyond unacceptable. I played a compilation at the end of the show yesterday of 14 minutes recently, when right. And there's even newer clips. We put that compilation together a few months ago, Harrison did, of Netanyahu, of Gorka, the gay whale,
mm-hmm.
Sebastian Gorka, all of them saying, if you don't accept Israel going to war, if you criticize Zionism in any way, if you criticize Netanyahu, you are a Nazi, you're an anti-Semite. Right. And it's like this magic word they use
right.
that then turns everybody against Israel who doesn't want to be in a forever war, that doesn't want to go bankrupt because the Strait of Hormuz is closed,
right.
that don't want Trump's recovery destroyed, that don't want a foreign government running us. I wouldn't care. I'd be the same as the Chinese or the British. Or and I don't have to preface myself to Israel. Yeah, there are a lot of people that do hate your guts just because you're Jewish or whatever. I don't like what you're doing because you make terrible decisions, you're trying to run our country, and you're very unpopular. Popular in your own country, and they're hiding behind this, and the PR war is not going well. And everybody knows me. I don't have a hard-on for Israel. I cover it when it needs to be covered. But more and more, I harp on it. I cover it constantly because it's in our grill.
Well, I think it's not so much about Israel, and it's more about America, right? Like, why have we spent $10 trillion in the Middle East? For our interests? Clearly not. It's for somebody else. And when we look at it as a resource calculation, I love what Joe Cana said, right? Declare victory and go home. We don't need these bases.
And that's what Trump's trying to do.
Right.
And notice, he said that 15 days in. Now we're, 120 days in or 119 days in.
He needs to do it.
And Trump's been trying behind the scenes for 2 months. Now he sounds just like Joe Kent and me and Tucker Carlson, but we're still low IQ.
I know, and it took a lot of blood.
Even though we were right.
It took a lot of blood to get there, too. It took a lot, $100 billion, prospectively, you know, another $300 billion. And I hear people from the pro-war side, and there's two distinct camps I would put them in. There is one camp where it's the real MEGA, where that's Mark Levin, Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham, Israel first, right? The other camp, I would call these people, you know, just like Trump loyalists, right? Traditional MAGA loyalists. And they have an obsession with the president that allows them to look past a lot of these things. But you're seeing this mainstream break with the Israel first people, where when Trump and J.D. Vance try to break free of that ideology and try to put a stop to the war, you're seeing them like a slave master crack the whip, and you're seeing people on that kind of like Trump-obsessed or like MAGA side, you're seeing them really launch into a fervor to defend the president. And that really shows you that this is not a monolith in America of like kumbaya, Christian Zionist. That's not what it's really about. It's about Donald Trump. And it's about Donald Trump making the decision, yes, we got taken to war. Yes, that's evil and it sucks. But you can save a little bit of it by taking us out now. And I think the people that are Trump loyalists understand that.
Absolutely. In fact, I said this about a month ago when Trump really started to publicly break with Israel. And I predicted, I said, Israel's going to say he's bullying us. He stabs us in the back, which they've all officially done, including Mark Levin.
How ridiculous.
Knowing how pig-headed Trump is, because it's bad when he's not doing what we want, but it's great when other people try to make him do stuff. He now, himself and his surrogate, J.D. Vance, saying, you're lucky you're not in prison. If not for me, everybody hates Israel because of you, Netanyahu. I've lost a lot of respect for you war hawks. You're full of crap. You gave me bad advice. The fact that he is blaming them and off-ramping on them is good. He still made the major mistake, but they're the ones that engineered it, used their lobby to push it. And now the cat turds of the world, I just use him as an emblematic example of whoever's in the administration doing whatever, he takes his loyalty to support it, even when Trump is making major mistakes. But and that guy still attacks us because, you know, he's not very highbrow. He just has that taste in his mouth. But the point is, Laura Loomer, Mark Levin, all of them Israel firsters, they misguided Trump. He now admits that. We're vindicated. We're right. We're course correcting now. And they wanted us to just shut up and let the Israel first lobby control it. Ben Shapiro came out today and said, Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens want to run the Republican Party. They're just doing this for power. It is the Daily Wire's mission with billions behind it.
Right.
To control the Republican Party. They were a bunch of never Trumpers. They're backed by all the money. They're backed by a foreign government. Tucker Carlson doesn't want to run the Republican Party. Candace Owens doesn't want to run the Republican Party. They have ideas and things they stand for, just like I do, that are very similar, that we aren't going to compromise on. We're not trying to be at Mar-a-Lago in tuxedos. I've been invited plenty. I'm not trying to be at the White House. I'm not trying to be in the cool kid club. I got involved in politics to get the Republic back on track. I want to reach the public and educate the public and educate leaders. I'm not trying to get in the political system and serve someone. I'm a leader. I'm a real change agent.
Right.
I'm somebody here to get rid of the globalists. I'm a revolutionary.
Right. Well, I mean, let's look at Trump as an example. I mean, I remember when I was a kid and I said something very disrespectful and cruel about Obama, and you told me not to do that. You said he's still the president. And here's the thing. I've come out against Trump.
Well, I really sure broke my rules sometimes.
Here's the thing. Well, it was very nasty what I said. But here's the thing. You have to have respect for the president of the United States, and he is our commander in chief. And the reality is that's not Netanyahu. That's Donald Trump. Right. And I may abhor Trump, and I'll never be a Trump supporter again. I consider him to be a war criminal. That being said, when we have another nation terrorizing, potentially blackmailing our president, God knows what's going on. The American people have to make a stand and say, yes, Trump has made mistakes. We may disagree with him or even hate him, but he's our president.
And we don't disengage. A lot of the black pillars who are on the payroll of the globalists, they said if you influence Trump or you even try to be involved in politics, you're a sellout.
Well, it's about America being free. It's that we've been taken over. We're an occupied nation.
We're fighting over who controls.
No, we've been occupied. This is like King George III, but it's Netanyahu. And we got to save the country.
Interest, but Israel is trying to get full control.
Sure.
With the NDAA and definitely has control of foreign policy.
And wants full control of domestic policy to secure their foreign policy. Now,
I have interviewed Green Berets that have told me about what they've seen in Gaza and other places, and it is the most harrowing.
Well, it's on footage, the mowing down men, women, and children.
Well, the thing is that America? Is that us? Do we continue to pay for it? Then no. And Trump needs to come out and say no more paying for death. No more.
Well, Trump has said stop blowing up a whole apartment
and
building.
That's the thing. That was beautiful one guy to see. Absolutely. In Lebanon, that's...
And remember, when that leaked to Axios, I said it was Trump leaked. It came out 2 weeks later. It was. And then he made public statements. And I only single him out as an example. The cat turd said I was a traitor. It wasn't leaked. Trump, you know, should put in prison whoever leaked it. I said, cat turd, lowbrow. It's Trump did it. He later admitted it. And Trump has now publicly said stop blowing up whole apartment buildings to kill one Hamas or Hezbollah. Now, we got to move quick. We're going to run out of time.
Really,
we have
really
the stories.
Quick.
Or we could just do Israel today.
Minute, it's talking about the president. It shows, Donald Trump shows the disrespect that they have for him, the Israelis, that our president wants this MOU signed. And point number one of the MOU mentions Lebanon three separate
times. And they're sabotaging it, yeah.
They're sabotaging it. So I'm just
saying, they've been sabotaging,
for people
yeah.
that are traditionally on the MAGA camp, MAGA side, if you care about your president, if you're a true Trump loyalist, you're against this stuff, too. You're also anti-war. Wake up to that.
Yeah, but a lot of them are really just Israeli operatives in the 8-front war. And so you're not going to convince. They get checks, dude.
Right.
They get checks.
Right.
Now, some just follow whatever they think Trump wants, and so you've seen them back off. The right. ones that keep putting out, we're traitors, we work for Iran, those are Israeli operatives.
Yep.
So you think an Israeli operative getting $20,000 a month can listen to you?
I think there's some innocent people out there that have been misguided.
Well, and there's people getting checks.
Sure.
All right, we're going to run out of time on the other news. We keep going here.
10-4.
We got to get a little Israel in. I get it. It's all, ooh, baby, Israel. I'm getting hard on. UN inquiry finds Israel forces deliberately targeted Palestinian children for murder, committed genocide, and engaged in it, and pedophilia. That's up on AlexJonesLive.com with the UN report. Now, that's all true. They raped them on tape. And they said Amalek genocide. The problem is the UN runs even bigger genocides in African places, so they don't have a place to be doing that. We need the U.S. government to come out and say that. But the U.S. government gave them the weapons, so we're complicit. Starting to get an idea on that, Rex?
Same, but the same with the U.K. and France and the EU. I mean, I look at nations that take away the First Amendment rights of their people, and I say, hey, why aren't we sanctioning them? You know, instead of sanctioning Iran or Russia or these other countries, why aren't we taking care of our brothers and sisters in the U.K.?
Right. All right, absolutely. Oh, you mean all this weapons and money hurts America and doesn't help the people? All right, now let's go ahead and move on to the first crazy story. I don't normally get involved in weird stuff like this, but I had a guest on saying he thinks Palm Beach Pete, like a lot of people are saying, is obviously Jeffrey Epstein. That's the whole point of it. And the guy's kind of trolled around and gotten a lot of, you know, clout with it. But now it's getting a little serious. He's like, no, it's not me. I don't think it's him.
Right.
Okay. But he has reached out to us. And he said, hey, Real Alex Jones, I'm not Jeffrey Epstein. We do have a shot of that. I
would be happy to come on your show and explain this to your followers. So I think he's coming on tomorrow or the next day. Now, this is where it gets really weird. Maybe we can pull the HD of that up. I thought we had a copy of this. But here is a letter that is put out officially here. Boy, it's dark in here. And this is put out by the state of Florida, the FSE. And it is just crazy. What's up, Rex?
Nothing.
No, if you need to talk to
go ahead.
No, I was itching my face. It's all
good. Okay, I thought there was somebody talking
about it. No, you're good.
All right, thanks. I'm not in a very good mood today. Just warning everybody.
10-4.
My fuse is about that long, okay? So continuing here, they are saying that the state doesn't want them to release the DNA test because it's got anomalies and they have problems with it being released. When have you ever in your life heard of a government saying don't release the DNA test?
Because spooky.
Palm Beach Pete says that he's going to release this. And then Rex, the reason I'm frustrated is not you.
I get it. I love you.
I've gotten the glasses point here. I didn't realize it's so dark in here. I can't read this. So I actually have a pair, but it's the dark. Read that to people on air.
You got it. Dear Mr. Blank, the Division of Elections has been made aware of credible information that raises serious concerns about your eligibility and suitability to continue as a candidate for mayor of Palm Beach in the 2028 election. Recent DNA analysis by Blank and related inquiries have produced results and have generated extraordinary public confusion regarding your candidate identity and background. These findings call into question key aspects of your campaign and directly impact the integrity of the electoral process and public confidence in potential elected officials. Uh-oh. The Florida Division of Elections will assume full responsibility for conducting and overseeing all future analysis relating to these findings rather than relying on independent laboratory results. We may require your participation in additional DNA collection and testing procedures as part of this official review. As state agency responsible, blah, 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 Chapter 105, Florida statutes, we strongly advise that you immediately withdraw your candidacy. Voluntary withdrawal at this stage would allow you to address these matters privately. Is he Jeffrey Epstein? While minimizing disruption to the electoral process. What is going on? They want a written response. What's your take on that?
Well, I was going to start the hour with that. That's why I was chomping a bit to get here. And it's in the news now. It's confirmed that the State Elections Board came out and said, you need to drop out with what we found here.
Spooky.
And are we in a Twilight Zone episode? I mean, how do you start the segment? The State Board of Elections found out that Palm Beach Pete, that they're saying Jeffrey Epstein was doing a DNA test for the private company. They said, we're taking over. We're not allowing that. They don't have the right to do that. We suggest you drop out to take care of your problems.
Right.
What the hell is this?
I think you have something for it. It's liberal, liberal, liberal. It's too weird. And all these events are just a little too weird. I don't know. I didn't think he was Epstein, but now.
I mean, did they find out like he's a Martian or something, or he's a dog?
Yeah, he's from Krypton. He's the Down syndrome version of Kal-El, you know?
Well, please get him on the show. He said he would come on yesterday. I mean, what in the world is going on here?
Right. Well, I mean, it's kind of macabre. Like the whole concept of a guy, you know, laughing at the idea that he looks something like the world's most famous notorious pedophile to ever exist.
He doesn't. He looks like 95%. I mean, you know how many. Why does a hybrid.
Getting thousands message a day.
Have you ever watched like the Westminster Dog Show? I know you have.
Well, of course, with you.
We watch a lot.
Of course. On bended knee.
No, that's your grandmother. But yeah, we'll go over there. Usually I don't do it anymore. But
no, back in the day we used to do it when I was little. You can't deny that.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah. We almost always watch the Westminster Dog Show.
Go ahead.
At least my mom likes to watch it. We've watched it many times. Did you ever notice that they always have the black lab, and every year it looks the same, even though it's a different dog?
Sure.
That's what Ashkenazi Jews are extremely inbred, and that's just a fact. And I mean, how many? I mean, if you go to Palm Beach, you'll probably see like 100 dudes look like Jeffrey Epstein today.
Well, now, Palm Beach Pete, his face looks like a skull in the way that Epstein's does not. Epstein kind of looks like Mr. Peanut. So it's kind of like a little bit of a skull shaped difference that I see.
Yeah, yeah. The top of the head on Palm Beach Pete's not as big.
Yeah, it's not. He doesn't.
And the teeth are very similar. But, I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sure back in the ancestors, back in Poland, that's where the Russian Jews are really Polish Jews. They left Russia about 400 years ago. I mean, I guarantee you they're related, but it's not. It's like, look, that black lab looks like my black lab died 20 years ago. Well, it's a breed.
Is this not full idiocracy? But then you have to say, what's the deal with the DNA test?
You know? I know. Well, I mean, since when does an election commission say, we're taking over your DNA testing,
and we suggest you drop out and handle.
Maybe he's a Nephilim, you know, maybe he's one of the lost peoples or something.
All right, now we got to move quick because I can spend 30 minutes just on making the trout gay.
Sure,
but that's coming up. Folks, I've been hustling a lot too here on air, plugging on every hour, which I don't normally do because we need the funds to pay the bills and finish the studio and be able to get more reporters and more crew, and the products are insane. We've got back in stock this bad boy right here, even better than Turbo Force, ultimate power, energy focus, clarity, but with all these super ingredients and incredible energy. Get yours now. There are billions of ways for people to be culturally, spiritually, politically, environmentally engaged. And there are millions and millions of different programs and podcasts and radio shows and things around the world out of the 10 million people on this planet. But on the record, what we've done at InfoWars, and this is just the second leg of that at alexjoneslive.com, has changed the world. Our guests, our callers, our researchers, our reporters, and my overall futuristic analysis and view of the destiny of humanity, which I don't claim to be 100% accurate, but it's definitely proven to be a good template to observe the world, has had a giant effect, and the globalists do not like it. So when you share that local AM and FM station that you listen to and tell those you share it with to share it, it changes the world. When you say this is a forbidden information at alexjoneslive.com that has the free audio and video feeds and archives and shows and articles, you are literally going in the face of the censors and the tyrants. You're changing the world. It seems simple. It seems little, but it's not, because we have millions of listeners and viewers. And if we can leverage that out to millions more and have them leverage it out, that creates the chain reaction. And all the great guests and hosts we've had on over the years who were already great, successful, they'll tell you how much more their shows blew up once they were on air here with this operation. We are here to get the next generation, black, white, old, young, to awaken to the epic time that we're all alive in right now and take action. So your word of mouth is key, your prayer for the broadcast is key, and supporting us financially is so key. And we make it symbiotic, where everything you get at the alexjonesstore.com will empower you, will enrich you, and will be an adventure. The Patriot Apparel, some of the best designs ever, limited edition for the 250th anniversary of the United States of America, are out right now. Right now, ladies and gentlemen. And this latest design, these limited edition, America, red, white, and blue on Sterling Royal Blue, 76, America 76, 250 years. That is a really cool shirt. I think it's going to be a bestseller. It just came out today. And all the other 250th anniversary limited edition shirts are available right now as well at thealexjonesstore.com. So be sure and check those out. I thank you for your support. But wearing these out in public, meeting like-minded people, spreading the word, it's an adventure in and of itself, and it funds this operation, which is exposing the next pandemic, the next attempted lockdowns, the next big globalist war. You are financing your own future for a better future and better destiny when you keep this broadcast on the air. But you can also experience the InfoWar on the ground wearing these great shirts. Also, we have the new dual carbon platinum gravity fed filter, the highest quality gravity fed carbon filters that are the highest rated, cutting out all of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of horrible forever chemicals that are out there. And it has the highest quality stainless steel. Nobody has got a filter with better filtration. It's the highest rated, and nobody has as beautiful a filter as this, and ours is way under the price of competitors that are crap. This is the best. It's a home run by Bigley, our sponsor. We're so proud of it. Here's the issue. 1,000 of these came in. It sold out in 3 days. They got a couple thousand more coming in like late next week. Those are pre-order right now. They're going to be sold out soon, and then I'm going to stop promoting it until they get even more in, because I don't like doing pre-order. But if you want to be at the head of the line to get these while you still can, and not have to wait a month or so after that, get your order in now, right now, at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're on the site, check out all the other great Patriot apparel, the super high quality military grade belts, all the great supplements and more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front.
front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, I was telling Rex, because we had all the other stories that get off Israel, because I'm getting paychecks from Netanyahu, that's a joke. And I forgot, because he reminded me, I had these same clips for my show today. I didn't get to it. We only spent like an hour on Israel today of the show. And now we're back to it. Where
you cracked me up,
at the Jewish National, or Jewish News Syndicate over the weekend. I mean,
Legion of Doom.
It was like the Legion of Doom, and destroy G4 so you will be eliminated. They got the son of the founder of Hamas saying we got nukes and we're holding the world hostage. You got all these other people saying crazy stuff. We've got those clips coming up.
Yes.
I mean, it's, Jack, you remind me of this. Like, okay, yeah, we got to talk about Israel again. It's
like supervillains here. Like, that's the reason why I bring it up is you watch the clip and you're like, am I crazy? Did I wake up? Am I having a dream? And you're like, no, this is real life.
Trump will stay in the war and destroy the world economy and not win.
We'll have the boots on the ground. We will have the no order.
We will not tolerate him bullying Israel.
Yeah.
So now Trump is secretly Hitler. But getting to Nick Fuentes, I mentioned this earlier. Nick on Monday after Tucker says he's leaving the Republican Party. Well, that doesn't mean you're not ever going to support a candidate here or there. So that's kind of a straw man. But he did predict that Tucker would come out for Vance. Well, I didn't know he'd done that. I had Tucker on.
Right.
Yes, and I said, well, what about Vance? He's way better on the war, and he's not a neocon like Rubio. Rubio's very well-spoken, but I'm really worried about him. And he said, no, I'm still going to support Vance. And not just Fuentes, but a bunch of the leftist people said, look at the hypocrite Tucker. Oh, now he's back with Republicans. No, he's not. And just because I've been mad at Trump for over a year and saying he should be 25th Amendmented, next time he says Iran as a culture will cease to exist, they will never return as a people. There'll be one giant glowing crater. Those are statements.
Yes.
I said, if he keeps doing that 25th Amendment, that's genocide talk.
Right.
Now, he backed off of that. The point is that engaging it is a good thing. And look, Fuentes can say he's not going to vote Republican, he's not going to vote Democrat, sit it out. The Democrats, I still think, are decidedly just as bad. The Republicans are overtly controlled by Israel more than the Democrats. But the Democrats, in reality, are as well. I really think you should look at each candidate and know who they are and support America First Republicans and then not support people like Lindsey Graham. What do you think, Rex?
I think it's time to demand more from our political class. I think us on the right, we've traditionally done that. I mean, you look at Trump coming to power in 2016. That was basically a referendum on the Iraq War. Right. So I think in that same spirit now in 2026, we have to come forward and say, who is going to be our champion? Who is going to represent us? More importantly than that, who can we trust? And I think it's about people that have made the hard decisions to do things that are very uncomfortable. I take Joe Kent at that. I take Thomas Massie at that. I take MTG at that. And you know what? I'm harshly critical of Vance and I do not support him, but him coming out against the war, him being especially being used as the envoy, as the messenger, as the man in negotiations.
And being blamed.
Well, thing is, like, he's taking enormous political risk by doing that, and I think that's proof in the pudding that he wants that job. You can see Rubio up there, mum. Mum's the word with Rubio. He doesn't move his mouth. He's using his giant ears to detect alien
Ferengi.
Life on other planets, right? You can look at him. He's angry because he wants war. He wants death. He's very upset. You can look at J.D. Vance, whether it's a profit motive or whether it's real, I do think he wants the war.
Well, that's it. The Israel lobby has already said, we're done with Trump and Vance. Our new golden boy is the Ferengi ambassador.
Right. And he wants to play dictator in South America, and they'll let him do that.
Yeah, so it's not a lesser of two evils. It's survival here. We're going to vote Gavin Newsom. We're going to vote I think Mondami's running for president. No, I'm not voting for Mondami. I'm not voting for Newsom. And people say, oh, well, you're just going to get screwed by the Republicans.
Well,
the Republicans are going to screw me with some lubrication, not with a cactus.
I think what's important to realize is that Trump isn't running in 2028. We're going to have Rubio, Vance.
I agree. We need to move on from Trump. Yeah, that's why I think I'm not glad he went sideways, but it's a healthy side effect of going sideways that we can demystify this guy.
Think about how the 2024 Democratic Party was shattered. Think about how their coalition was broken. And think about how they have been able to rebuild somewhat because of the failures of, you know, this administration.
And they've come back. Pure commie.
Yeah, and we have to demand more because the thing is like it's really a douchebag behavior to come out to your electorate and say, hey, we didn't do any of the stuff you voted for. We didn't do no new wars, didn't do low inflation, didn't bring American jobs back, didn't do mass deportations. But hey, you still have to vote for us because we're better than the Democrats. Well, if that's true, it shows your coalition is weak. What are we? Are we?
Yeah, but Rex, the political class, the neocon rhinos, they want you to take the ball and go home. We got a 96%, let me finish, shut down on people coming across the border. We got a lot of internal deportations. Then the riots got so bad that Trump calculated to fully pull back. And so, okay, so I know what Fuentes says, and I get the point. I don't agree with it overall.
You let the Democrats win the midterms. Generally, that gives the next Republican a better shot.
Right.
But then Fuentes is saying he's not going to be for Vance. Vance is clearly, out of the Republican field, the only guy that's half decent. Now, I would support RFK Jr. as a Republican or Tulsi Gabbard over Vance.
Well, I think it's the RFK Jr. model. What happened with RFK Jr.? He runs as a Democrat. They're not going to let him win. So he drops out, runs as an independent. And then 1 out of 10 people in the country say, hey, I'm going to vote for RFK Jr. I think we can carry that forward. And in the same way, we had a referendum on the Iraq war in 2016.
Yeah, I think RFK or Tulsi running as a third party will pull from Republicans, not Democrats.
Well, I think they should run as a Republican, of course, and hopefully win as a Republican. But if, you know, somebody, if they're up there and Rubio and Vance are able to play games and keep them from getting that nomination, they should run as independent.
Yeah, sure. Well, all I'm saying is, at the end of the day, third party candidates act like parliamentary spoilers in our two party system. Our system has problems, but it's the best system there is compared to the parliamentary manipulations you see everywhere, where groups with 15% approval rating stay in power through parliamentary coalitions.
I won't argue with
look
that.
Look at Netanyahu. Look at Keir Starmer and Labor. Look how they keep AfD out in Germany. I mean, the parliaments are a joke, okay? They were the first system after King's, and then we got our system, and I'm sure something better can come. You know, when somebody explains it to me, that's great. And I'm not disagreeing with you overall.
Sure.
I'm just saying it's easy to say, screw everybody, I'm done, and then just sit there and bitch. They want me off the air because I've always gone in to take over the Republican Party and to put our ideology of 1776 in there, because ideology wins. We just can't oppose the globalists. We have to then have an ideology that is better than theirs, that sells. You can't just be against a product. You've got to have a product to run against it. You can't just say, I'm against that race car driver, and then not put your own NASCAR in on the, you can't just be playing football and then not have your 11 person team. Okay. But let's get to this, since you mentioned it, and finish it with Israel. Tell us about this clip we're about to play.
Yeah, this is absolutely insane. This is Melanie Phillips, a British Jewish lady speaking at the Jewish News Syndicate. That's right. Clip one, making some really insane statements. This is just the attitude that people over there have towards us and what we have to fight and what we have to die for.
And this is par for the course.
Yes.
Huckabee prostrates himself, says, I want to live in Israel, not America. America sucks. It went from bad to worse. You had a bunch of people there on stage saying, I'm a goyim, you are superior.
Yes,
I serve you.
I speak as a goy, a mere goy. I speak as a blank, a mere blank. Just sub in like the N-word.
And you are the light of the world, and you are the boss, and you are the Ubermenschen. Let's play that clip of her, and then back to back, former Hamas and Israeli intelligence member, Mossab Hassan, talk about crazy eyes, Yosef, threatens to destroy America with secret advanced weapons that Israel has. He threatens Europe. He says, if you guys don't back our war,
you
are the enemy too. So, and he looks like he's demon-possessed.
Yes.
And this guy is his dad was the founder of Hamas, which Israel created. Oh, and look who he works for. See, this is getting obvious now, October 7th stand down. Here is this open psychotic. Back to back, here's the clips.
Iran is not strong, but America's many powerful weapons count for absolutely nothing if it won't use them. If America won't commit itself to take the pain involved in fighting for its way of life, then Iran wins. And America won't defend itself properly because it does not understand that when it has an enemy, as in the Iranian regime, that believes God is instructing it to destroy America
so
and the Jews,
ain't that hypocritical?
Any negotiation is viewed by them as weakness and a way to manipulate America into surrender.
They attacked during negotiation twice as well.
To defeat Iran, America needs to end all negotiation and fight through blockades or kinetic war or boots on the ground wherever necessary.
Israel's existence is not negotiable, and it does not depend on superpowers or the public opinion. And if they keep pushing Israel to the corner, they are the ones who are going to suffer the most. Israel hasn't used everything that it has. And Israel, on a purpose, did not expose the advanced weapons that it has for very important reason. We don't want the enemy to know what we are having. And now, at this point, we are just playing around. So this is the clear message to those who think that they can annihilate Israel. Behind Israel is existence.
Everybody knows that already, and Israel's expanding. Greater Israel. Rex, go ahead.
Yeah, it's all just a bit creepy, right? You know, we hear these
people. A bit creepy?
Yeah, these people brag about nuclear war, brag about taking us to war. That lady says we got to make a decision. The weapons are there not just to be made, but to be used, of course. The United States, time for the blockade to happen, even though Trump doesn't want that. Time for boots on the
ground. Mark Levin, it's time to do what Trump did in Japan, use the nukes.
Right. Your Mark Levin impression is pretty good, but mine's better. Hamas and Hezbollah. That's the problem, isn't it, Mr. Producer? You got to get it a little bit lower.
A little bit lower than.
I
don't know anything about the military, but I'll tell you this. They love Hitler. They love Hamas that Israel founded and doubled the funding. And we stood down for Hamas, and the founder of the Sun runs it. We really run it. Yeah.
Well, the thing is
you like my American flag brooch, Rex?
He spoke at this thing, too.
See how big it is?
Yeah, we got the biggest brooch in town.
He goes, I'm not an Israeli operative. Netanyahu's like, well, we tell you everything to say.
He goes, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the best broadcaster of them all? And it shows him Tucker or you, and he goes, meh.
Not, that's not true. It's not, I'm not the best broadcaster.
Yeah, you're up there.
No. But he sits there and he goes, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who has the largest female American flag brooch of them all?
It's you, Mark. You have the brooch. He goes, meh.
I have this giant brooch. Normally would be worn like an 89-year-old lady at the nursing home on July 4th. I'm wearing it. Now, when I'm not in the U.S., I don't wear it, but look, there's an American flag right here, Abraham Lincoln behind me, and,
You know, I tune into his YouTube highlights, and he stole our whole style with the intro. He goes, deep within the bowels, the great one is not resting on his laurels. And you're like, dude, Rush Limbaugh called you that like 30 years ago. He hasn't let go of it. It's really crazy, you know? Like, one of my favorite sayings that you had is like, why don't I give myself a grand title, showing that titles don't mean anything? And he's like, I am the great one. The great one is not resting on his laurels. What, are you the great one because you start all these wars? Like,
he has very low ratings.
Right.
By the way, Ben Shapiro's average video has 5,000 views. He used to have millions. He used to be, you know,
he's
top.
Done.
No, they're about to do $2 billion investment into them. Israel is.
Well, they're lost leaders, and that's what makes us different, right?
For people that don't know exactly, with the news, in the past with propaganda, they're not supposed to make money. But we're independent. We have to be able to make money.
And then they come after us and say, you're a grifter, you're whatever. And
what are you doing selling supplements?
You're selling it up. You're selling things.
What's Whole Foods doing selling it? Why do you go to a doctor's office? They prescribe them now because they work, Levin. You should try a few.
Well, that's the thing.
Why do you think your penis is smaller than a grub worm?
Here's the thing.
He sells said. Dick pills. You're damn right I do. It works.
He says, you think you're going to change things? With your
you think
podcast?
That dick pill's going to make your audience happy? Oh, yeah. It's make their wives happy.
Well, he goes,
why are they buying so many dick pills?
I criticize him. It works so well. It's because it's that saying that he had. He goes, you think your little podcast going to change anything, Mr. Producer?
We're not about to let you do anything.
Exactly. That's us. That's business that we do versus their lost leaders. They're propped up. They're controlled. Right?
No, they're not. Okay. I know nothing about Israel as I speak to you from Israel.
He gets hugged and dapped up by Netanyahu like they're old hood buddies at the JNS thing as well.
I know. It's sick. Since we mentioned Nick Fuentes, here's Nick Fuentes. Nick Fuentes, he doesn't talk like this, but now what if he became Mark Levin? We switched their brains. He's like, oh, Alex, I love Alex, and we love you too, Nick, but what are you doing sucking the wiener at J.D. Vance? Well, are you for Rubio? No, you're just done with them all. You're going to get conned by him again? I didn't get conned. I thought Trump did better than I thought the first 6 months, then I've been on his ass. But, I mean, would a J.D. Vance be better than Rubio? Would he be better than Mondami? Answer my question, Nikki. But let's go ahead and go to Nikki Fuentes. Here it is.
The big news is that Tucker Carlson, in an interview with Alex Jones, clarified that, yes, of course, he will be supporting J.D. Vance in 2028. Big surprise. So we'll talk all about that. We'll get into that as well. Alex Jones is right there with them. And I love Alex, and he's my guy, and he's the number one OG. But it's like, bro, we can't keep falling for it. How do we keep falling for it every year, every cycle? Well, you hear what Trump's been saying lately? Sounds pretty good. Oh, you hear what Trump's been saying? No, he sounds great. I think it's going to be a golden age. No, really, I think it'll actually be different this time. Wait a second, they're bombing Iran? What is going on? I can't believe this turn of events. Wait a second, did you hear what J.D. Vance just said? Sounds pretty good. I think this time it's going to be different. It's really going to be a golden age. Wait, you're telling me that his chief of staff is a Tikva Fund fellow and a Jew? And David Sachs is going to be his chief of staff in the White House? Who could have predicted that? It's just so it's so tiresome. Sometimes we just gotta realize we're being played for suckers here. So,
okay. So in fairness to Nick, I mean, he's not overall completely wrong. Nick did call it a year before the election that he would go to war with Iran. He didn't do it the first time. I thought Trump would do better, but I knew it was a threat. And I said that and I agreed because I knew the Israel lobby was even stronger this time because the Democrats were gotten so weak. Trump didn't know what he was doing before, kind of went in on his own. Israel back groups kind of came in to give him the lay of the land and be his guide, you know, to Lewis and Clark and tried to end up becoming the boss. But I wasn't naive about all this. I was concerned the whole time. And I've been saying, you know, let's get in there and get Trump to course correct and get off of Israel's control. That's not me being reconned by Trump. That's me in there battling to get him back on track. And when we do that, it at least moves the needle some, sometimes completely back. So, Nick, that's a misrepresentation. Now, saying again that I would rather have a J.D. Vance over a Marco Rubio, I mean, because there's no Democrat candidate I would even vote for, I understand your thought process, punish them. I have a different thought process of get what I can get and then lobby more and more and get better candidates in the future. So it's really overall a straw man. Now, I'm not mad at Nick. I'm not saying he's wrong. I get his perspective, but we're not naive. We're not being suckered again. That's not what's happening here. Now, let's go now to Rex Jones. Rex, I wanted you in here because about 2 years ago, I said, I want something that supercharges methylene blue.
Yes.
I want something that gives people natural clean energy without stimulants. And you got together with top formulators and created methyl drive and power plant. They can individually be taken.
Yes.
Or they can be stacked together with methylene blue. You understand all the science. I always butcher all the names. I don't explain how these are the perfect formulas.
Sure.
I've had top formulators say, who made these formulas? These are the best. These are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds our operation. You develop these with top formulators. These are great, already best-selling products without me even promoting them. But these are the real sleepers that I've not talked enough about because I quite frankly don't understand the nuts and bolts of it. So we've got 7 minutes. You've got the floor. Tell us about Power Plant and Methyl Drive right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we've got hundreds of thousands of people that have taken ultramethylene blue since we started selling it on the alexjonesstore.com. This is an incredible product. This is a super powerful metabolic ingredient. Methylene blue's structure, you have nitrogen, 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 sulfur, chlorine. The chlorine is what gives it its dye properties. That's why it's used as a medical dye, medical grade, what we have. The sulfur donates an electron to your mitochondrial process. So what that means is it speeds it up through the Krebs cycle to what makes where it makes more energy. And the energy that it makes more efficiently. So you get less waste, product, more energy, more ATP. That's why it's a super powerful nootropic.
It skips something in the mitochondria.
It skips the oxidization process in the cells. It skips through the Krebs cycle from stage 1 into stage 4 oxidative phosphorylation. Nothing else does this.
That's the ultimate antioxidant.
The ultimate antioxidant. That's ultramethylene blue. Now, you might say, Rex, why is that important? Why do you have to have that breakdown? I'll break it down to you right now. So the key to human health, this is what's being discovered, is mitochondrial health, right? 20th century, they try to treat symptoms and keep you alive. 21st century, it's all the people you watched on Rogan over the years proven to be correct. It's about the mitochondria. It's about cell division. It's about senescent cells and their waste products that they make. Cell apoptosis, having things.
It's about the cells. Yeah, that's what we were made of. Yeah,
exactly. All right, think about it like this. You have a senescent cell, and it's basically a lot like Mark Levin. All it does, doesn't do anything productive, can't walk a mile, can't do whatever. It just pumps out. It screams, yeah, man, Hezbollah. And that's inflammatory cytokines. It's free radicals, oxidative stress, right? So think about Mark Levin, right?
We need to nuke people. Total war. National draft. Get it together, Americans.
Hezbollah. We want less of those cells in our body, and we want more health. Healthy ones. Now, how does that happen? The cell is something called a Hayflick limit. That means it can divide up to 48 cell divisions and then it becomes senescent. How do we reduce the senescent cells? It's by boosting mitochondria and making them healthier, making their DNA stronger. And that's everything in methyl drive and power plant. Now, I'm going to break it down. Methyl drive, there's that iconic ad of you, Dad, where you go, the CoQ10, the PQQ. That is what this is. CoQ10, PQQ, magnesium, and then methylcobalamin, the ultimate vitamin B12 in the bioavailable form. That's all together in methyl drive. What does CoQ10 do? CoQ10 aids in the electron transport chain of the mitochondria in the cell, right? So it aids in the same thing that methylene blue helps perfect, right?
So this is a supercharger.
That's a supercharger 1-2 punch, and the PQQ in there, it aids in what's called mitochondrial biogenesis. What that means is you have the mitochondria that's injured, it'll fuse with a healthy mitochondria, it'll share DNA, it'll heal itself. Then you have a healthy mitochondria, what's it gonna do? It's got its own DNA, it's gonna split. It's going to reproduce itself. So the ingredients in here support that, the CoQ10, the PQQ, everything available in Methyl Drive alongside the magnesium.
So it's not just that you run out of how many times cells can divide. It's that when they get sick, they just stop dividing, period.
Right. Well, it's about mitochondrial health. It's about protecting your mitochondria. We've got tons of ingredients in there to do that in Methyl Drive. With Power Plant as well, people report this almost universally with the Methylene Blue. Incredible energy, incredible resilience, incredible endurance, and it allows them to do physical things that they haven't done in quite a long period.
It's an incredible marriage, like the Israeli and U.S. military.
So what I wanted to create with Power Plant, we kind of have the ultimate cellular engine thing in Methyl Drive. With Power Plant, this is kind of the men and women can both take it. It's like a unisex super male vitality, where you have things in here like the cordyceps mushroom that boosts oxygen carrying capacity and ATP, which is also phenomenal for the mitochondria, plus the Rhodiola rosea, also known as Viking root or golden root. What Rhodiola rosea does is it modulates dopamine norepinephrine in the brain, makes exercise feel better, subjectively work feel better.
Viking,
well,
that sounds racist.
Exactly. You want to take it. Don't be racist. But even more so than that, it lowers your cortisol. And when you lower your cortisol, studies have shown that your testosterone increases because they're made from the same hormone, all right, or same building block, which is cholesterol. Of course, that's why ashwagandha is so incredible. You saw that product as well. It takes the fuel source from making cortisol into making testosterone, since they're both hormones. We got zinc in here as well to raise testosterone, help with healthy testosterone, selenium to do the same thing. And then we've got the boron, which is so underrated.
Nobody ever talks about that.
No one ever talks about boron. You can look at all these different male vitality supplements. If you're a wife out there, you want to get something for your husband, get your husband something that's going to increase your husband's free testosterone.
Want a little bit of wiener power? Get the boron.
Wiener Power, Power Plant, Adaptogen Complex. We got Methyl Drive. These really are made to be taken in tandem with Methylene Blue.
So should we call it Ultimate Wiener?
This is a trifecta. Yeah, this is the Mac Daddy stack. Okay, you want to be a Mac Daddy, you buy Power Plant, Methyl Drive, and Methylene Blue. Ladies love me, I'll tell you that.
You're ridiculous.
Oh, I love you, Dad. You cracked me up. I'm so happy to be here, man. Thank you.
Rex, stop bragging about him. You don't get
I'm not
anywhere.
Bragging. My name's Alex Jones. See how close it is?
You don't get anywhere. I'm joking.
I get plenty.
I know. Back when you still lived at the house, I tapped into the surveillance cameras outside.
No, dude. That girl I missed, dude. You were like, she's short. And she's like, ah.
And I was like, what is this goblin I caught you in the house?
Beautiful, man.
Anyways.
She's beautiful, bro.
I'm just joking around, Rex.
I love you. I love you. Father, son, isn't this cute? Isn't this cute?
Hey, you know where you came from.
That's true. Ding dong.
Anytime he gives me a problem, I say.
Well, at least that strait was open. It wasn't blockaded.
That's right. How do we know you're my son? It might have been the mailman. It
might be the baldness, you know.
Mailman.
I think we look pretty similar.
Mailman.
I don't
mailman.
Think so. I think you're stuck with me.
You got the? Where'd you get the Gorbachev birthmark?
Though? Yeah, it's.
I don't know. Mikhail Gorbachev. Yeah. He's a Russian spy. We know he's on the payroll. Getting serious.
Okay.
We have the Power Plant bundle discounted. Power Plant, yes. Methyl Drive, and Methylene Blue together right now at AlexJonesStore.com. It really is amazing, and it funds the operation. You're going to be addicted if you get it. It is incredible.
We got a minute left. You guys really need to get this. If you're looking for a physical improvement, a mental improvement, that Power Plant formula combined with the Methyl Drive and the Methylene Blue, but any one of these taken separately, if you're older and you get the Methyl Drive, you are going to love this product. If you're younger and you're big into exercise, you're going to love the Power Plant. Combined together, this is like the best deal, best bang for your buck you're going to get when it comes to metabolic health or augmentation that you're going to see online. I'm really impressed with this, and I'm thankful Bigly let me develop these products. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. And combined together with the Methylene Blue, it's a deal that's too good to be true.
And we need funds to expand, folks. We don't have extra money around here, and these are great products. And today's the last day to get one bottle of Methylene Blue. Get a free one right now, part of the Summer Super Kickoff Sale. Tomorrow starts with another one of the items. Buy one, get one free. But our best-selling Methylene Blue, buy one, get one free today. Now, Harrison Smith never gets sick. He had to go off air yesterday. He started projectile vomiting, but he's better now, and he's about to take over in the war room right now, 3 p.m. Central. Be sure to. It took him 2 years to do it. When Bigley came on as our sponsor, now the owner of the Auctions Network, and then the main backer, I said, I want gravity-fed filters. I sent them the test from previous sponsors, and I said, these guys fell off. Their quality wasn't as good. I got rid of them. This happens to these companies. There's only out of more than 50 gravity-fed companies, 3 or 4 that have the very best filters that cut everything out.
They're stainless steel, and they start cutting the quality for whatever reason. I said, I want the highest rated stainless steel. I want a clone of these products, but even better. And I want filters rated this high or higher. They went out, took them 2 years. They did it. This is something everybody needs, everybody wants. There's a giant market of folks that know how wonderful gravity-fed filters are and know what quality is. We have all the tests published on the site. It's the best. There are companies selling filters that the stainless steel isn't as nice, anywhere close, and the filters aren't even the highest rated. They're selling the damn things for $400. They're selling units similar to ours, aren't even as good, for $500 retail, discounting at $400. These babies are $300 and even lower for VIP members. There is very small markup. The markup is not even 100% in these, okay? And when you're VIP, it's even lower. That is the best deal. This is a home run. This is the best. This is going to help hire new crew on top of the crew, extra crew. It's going to help get new reporters and hosts and the new network getting completed with all the equipment stuff. I mean, this is a big investment here. We're rebuilding our operations. We can't do it without you. So your word of mouth for the show, AlexJonesLive.com, getting the free app, sharing that with others where they can get it, AlexJonesApp.com, following us on X at Real Alex Jones, following us on Rumble at Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's all critical in telling others to do that. Your word of mouth, your prayer is king, but getting these products is also critical. And we only sell you stuff that really empowers you because we want you to love it and be impressed with it so we have a relationship with you.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.